save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. The mob goes wow, wow, wow. Streets on fire. The mob goes wow. 21 guns, blacks made of pine. Letter from the government sealed and signed. Delivered Federal Express on your mother's doorsteps. 21 guns, blacks made of pine. Letter from the government sealed and signed.
All right, it's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Hit the music, boys.
Hello, what? Good morning.
What is this disco party we got going? Oh, actually, that was a big story. So Disney, keep it going. They lose a big lawsuit today. Big lawsuit. And they lost it to the Family Guy. And Family Guy parodied this track. And they parodied it rather vulgarly. In fact, the episode that they parodied it on didn't even air on Fox TV. All right, we can cut it now. That's enough, Walt. Anyway, the episode that was parodied on didn't air at first. It wasn't until the Cartoon Network picked it up, and it was, I believe the title of the episode was I Need a Jew. And it was extremely, extremely derogatory, but funny at the same time. I'm not going to lie. And the song parody was all over YouTube, but most of them have been taken down, claiming some other kind of copyright infringement. I guess Fox took them down, and then Disney was going after them. And it's very relevant to what our first guest, Change the Channel, over at YouTube, who posts our films, the InfoWars films, my films, and it has had them taken down. Now, if you listen to the Alex Jones show earlier, which I hosted, you'll remember a story of the Obama deception going viral. AOL actually picked up on it. It's all over the place. If you go to Google Video, in fact, go over there, guys. It's still one of the featured videos. And someone figured out how to put it up there in super high quality. I've never seen YouTube this high quality before. And it's got something like 41,000 views. These aren't the sub ones at all. This is actually the ones that you can watch the whole movie. It's the whole deal. And that's the kind of channel that Change the Channel has. And, yeah, there it is right there. See it? The Jonas Brothers is the main video. But you can see right there the high-quality Obama deception, 4.5 stars. AOL doing a story on it today. Politico doing the most balanced article on the Bilderberg Group ever, in my opinion, in mainstream media history. And it was an excellent, excellent article. I went over that, I think, for a good half an hour. Now, we're going to go to Change the Channel in the next segment and discuss how he's been censored and, you know, what we can do about it and how we have to keep uploading these things and exposing them and making people aware that this is actually happening, because people go, oh, this isn't really happening. Bombshell report. I don't have it in front of me, but it still needs to be printed. IMF is now declaring that to save us, they are actually going to be printing a global currency. That's right. Here it is. They're doing it. It's a global. Remember, the global currency was never possible. They weren't going to do it. Well, now it's to save us. And I've been saying this is about globalism for years. It's what 9/11 was about. That's what all these crises are about. Global government, global currency, a global system. And IMF poised to print billions of dollars in global quantitative easing. The International Monetary Fund is poised to embark on what analysts have described as global quantitative easing, which is a total nonsensical term for saying blowing out the rest of the dollar and every other currency out there that isn't about globalism. I'm sure that the euro will make it. Probably take a hit, but it'll make it. By printing billions of dollars worth of a global supercurrency in an unprecedented new effort to address the economic crisis. Again, it's to save us. It's here to help us from this economic crisis. No, it was planned out. It's been planned for years, and now they're saying they're bringing it in. It's pretty unbelievable. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I read it about 20 minutes before we got here, but we got Change the Channel. We're going to get into that in the second half of the hour. We're going to take your calls. It's just going to be a big news blitz today. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, theinfowarrior.com, prisonplanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders slang test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get snitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barred curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the meteors these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
All right, we are back. It's the Info Warrior, and I was wrong. We have changed the channel at the top of the next hour, so we're going to do a news blitz, and then at, let's say, 30 after or so, we'll take your calls. All right, so we just went over the headline of this IMF story, but what you don't hear is Alistair Darling and senior figures in the U.S. Treasury have been encouraging the fund to issue hundreds of billions of dollars worth of so-called special drawing rights in the coming months as part of its campaign to prevent the recession from turning into a global depression. Wow. Should the move, which is up for discussion by the summit of the G20 finance ministers this weekend, be adopted, it will represent the global equivalent of the Bank of England's plan to pump extra cash into the UK economy. So again, they're going to bring in a global currency, and this is, they admit, is being pushed by billionaire George Soros and others. You know, Webster Tarpley tells you a lot about Soros. Well, why don't we just play the Telegraph clip? We got a little video clip. It's only about a minute and 50 seconds. So let's put that right on there.
Hello. Morning. Welcome to Business Bullet. I'm Robert Miller. Asia Pacific markets are off to a positive start to the week. Banks, financial houses, and car makers have led the way. And this is despite the fact that China's state-owned investment manager has lost an estimated £60 billion worth of its foreign exchange rates. That's after making an ill-judged foray into equity markets. The State Administration of Foreign Exchange, or SAFE as it's rather inappropriately named, has stakes in Shell, Barclays and Tesco's, so it affects us all. And there is a sting in the tail for markets after the G20 weekend meeting of finance ministers and central bankers in Britain. The big decision taken was to double the £178 billion worth of resources at the International Monetary Fund to help ailing countries. That's all well and good, but the details have yet to be finalised, and you know how markets hate uncertainty. Oil prices should begin to ease this week as OPEC oil ministers have agreed to keep production rates steady for the time being. The producers' cartel is putting public pressure on members like Venezuela, Iran and Angola to stick to agreed output quotas. There's another OPEC meeting in May.
All right, let's pull it. I think that's it for covering what we wanted, the G20. So here we have the global currency being proposed. IMF is ready to print it up. Well, how else are they going to get you? Carbon tax. Here it is right here. Carbon taxes exist. Again, Obama was praising China for being able to control their carbon emissions, and this is out of Reuters. China wants importers to cover some emissions costs. See, we're going to get taxed because we're using all this Chinese slave labor. Countries that buy Chinese goods, us, should be held responsible for the carbon dioxide emitted by the factories that make them in any global plan to reduce greenhouse gases, a Chinese official said on Monday. Here it is. Here's the carbon tax being passed abroad before it's brought to America. And there won't be a big uproar about this because most people have no idea what it is in the first place. They'll just think it's another tax, another tariff. And other people will be told, oh, it's to help the environment, and they'll fall for that, you know, Johnny nonsense. About 15% to 25% of China's emissions come from the products which we make for the world, which should not be taken by us, said Gao Li, director of China's Department of Climate Change. The Department of Climate Change, as if it was needed. I mean, seriously, come on, wake up. But we have a global warming czar now? A global warming czar. Why do we need a global warming czar? It's all a hoax. It's all about this. Again, it's about you paying for living. And for buying stuff, you evil American, that's what this is going to amount to. You buy stuff that ships in from China. Now you have to pay your fair share of what carbon emissions are from. Here's the next one. Japan to seal carbon deal with the Ukraine soon. This again, out of Reuters. Japan is set to complete a deal this week to buy emissions rights from the Ukraine. So they're already doing it, making it the first deal of the government-to-government trading scheme under the Kyoto Protocol. A Japanese government source familiar with the talks said on Monday, Ukraine will deliver 30 million tons of so-called assigned amount units, AAUs. Again, they have to measure it by some ridiculous amount. Half of which will be delivered in the Japanese fiscal year that ends this month, and the other half in the next fiscal year. Japan hopes to complete another AAU deal in April with different Eastern European countries. So they're expanding this all over. It's going worldwide. Worldwide carbon taxes. Here it is. But I'm nuts. I'm nuts for reporting what the mainstream media is now telling us. It's about carbon credits. It's about bringing in this Kyoto Protocol. It's about taxing us for living. I mean, come on. Here's the next article. Fear-mongering. This one really just tells you how idiotic we are. Greenland thaw among feared climate shifts by 2200. Okay, so this is this is down the line that none of us will see ever. It's 22. They can say whatever they want. None of us are going to be around in 2200, bro. I'll be lucky to make it to 2179, I guess. I'd be 100 or no, 2170. That would be 200. 2079. I make it to 2079. I'm a 100-year-old man. 2179, 200 years old, I still don't make it. I gotta be 221 years old to see Greenland thaw. See, first of all, this is really gonna backfire on them because most people out there that read this are so retarded that they'll think Greenland is already thawed. They have no idea it's covered in ice because it's called Greenland. Oh, duh, it's Greenland. I thought they're Greifswald wire. And there are parts of Greenland, of course, that have grass and that sort of thing, but, you know. For them to say it's good, how would they know? more fear-mongering out there to get you to accept these carbon taxes and these regulations that are being passed abroad everywhere. I mean, give me a break. Give me a break. And now, you know, IMF's just like, yeah, we're gonna print a new global currency. It's here. It's global currency time. And you see, they'll make more regional currencies, whatever they call, you know, the North American, South American one. And we've said it's going to be the Amero. Who knows what they'll call it? But that'll be under this global currency after they crash out the dollar and you lose everything. Whatever's left of your pension, you know, probably your house. That's what it's going to take. And that's what it's going to take for you to understand that you're a slave and you need to serve, you know, the government, your lords, the officials. I want to get a little banking news in there. So now Fox, of course, is asking the tough questions about the bankers. But I got to admit, this article is actually pretty good. Who were Madoff's real partners in crime? Now that Madoff is starting, well, eventually will become a long stay in the clink. Let the postmortems begin. Would you like to know who his real accomplices were in this affair? It's a gang that goes by the nickname the Securities and Exchange Commission. You know, I actually agree with this. It actually openly talks about how the Securities and Exchange Commission went after Madoff dozens of times and, you know, just couldn't find anything on him. In other words, there were, you know, people within that were telling them to stop the investigations or they were getting paid off themselves. Totally corrupt. So really exposes the SECs for who they are, a criminal group. Who were Madoff's real partners in crime? Yes, SEC obviously helped, and they should be held accountable as well. See, if we prosecuted the prosecutors for not doing their job and aiding and abetting, who knows? Who knows where this country would be? Probably wouldn't be in the dire straits it's in now, you know, if officials were held accountable in any way, shape, or form. Now, I thought this one was interesting. Cuomo, who is, what is he? He's the Attorney General, that's right. Attorney General of New York, Andrew Cuomo. It's not Mario. Now, I was listening to Stern, as I often do, and they were bringing up how NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association, one of the most disgusting groups out there, put a hit out on him for $10,000. Now, at first, I kind of ignored the story. I said, well, why would this even matter? I mean, first of all, who in NAMBLA would dare say something? But I think this is a cover story. First of all, it's in the Post, Rupert Murdoch. I think this is a cover story because Cuomo wants to investigate AIG over bonus payments and has issued subpoenas. This is a front for the bankers saying, shut up or we're going to shoot you in the face. The New York Post story, apparently someone's posting on a forum saying 10 G's if you walk up and shoot Andrew Cuomo in the face. But Cuomo is going after some of these AIG guys. You know, someone should be going after these guys because the courts just upheld, I believe it was another, what was it, $10.8 million bonus, something really gross. Yeah. Citigroup CEO awarded $10.8 million. Wow. I mean, here it is. Citigroup, Inc. awarded Chief Executive Vikram Pandit $10.8 million of compensation in 2008, a year when the government propped up the bank with $45 billion of capital. Citigroup also nominated four new independent directors to bolster the bank and financial experts on this board, including Anthony Santo Amaro, 62, a former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. See, they all have connections to the Federal Reserve while they're raping and pillaging. It's unbelievable. It's gotten $85 billion worth of write-downs and credit losses since the middle of 2007, and this guy gets a $10.8 million bonus? This guy. He obviously deserves it. So ask yourself, why are there hits on Cuomo? It's because he's issuing subpoenas to AIG over these bonus payments. New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo says American International Group missed a deadline to give him details about employees set to receive millions of dollars in bonuses, and he's issuing subpoenas for the information. Cuomo says his office will investigate whether the employees were involved in the insurance giant's near collapse and whether the $165 million in bonus payments are fraudulent under state law. You bet they are. AIG reported that month it lost $61.7 billion in the fourth quarter of last year, the largest corporate loss in history. But they all deserve, you know, tens of million dollars in bonuses. Watch your back, Cuomo. We're going to take your calls starting in the next segment. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 16, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $925.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $952.17, $476.09 for the half ounce, and $238.04 for a quarter ounce. That's $952.17, $476.09, and $238.04.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard? Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard? Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard? Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard?
All right, we're back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and we're going to be taking your calls, but I want to go through this little bit of news here I haven't gotten to yet. Hearst prints final Seattle PI as newspapers dwindle. The Hearst Corporation plans to roll out the final print edition of its ailing Seattle Post-Intelligencer on Tuesday, then move it to online. This paper was 146 years old. Signs of the times, folks. Sites like InfoWars, sites like Prison Planet, we're kicking ass and taking names, my friend. That's why Politico is doing four-page spreads on us. and Hearst Publications, you're dying like the rotting rat carcasses you are. That's what you get for not telling people the truth. No one trusts you. No one's interested in buying your paper. No one likes your propaganda. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Another sign of the times, Smith & Wesson gains on fears of Obama gun control. That's right. They're selling out all over the place. You know, Alex has talked about this story. This one's out of Reuters. But Smith & Wesson, they're doing well. You know, they're the Walmarts of the other industry. You know, Walmart's going to be doing good. Apparently, people want their guns. And I endorse that. Suit up, partner. Settle up. All right, so that's a positive thing. We mentioned that the Obama deception is in the hot videos over at Google, and Google has restructured it so you can't see what the top 100 is or the hottest videos are, basically because the Obama deception right now is dominating. It's on top, and you can bet that's why there's this Politico article out. It's right here, and it's actually super, super fair. So, you know, Obama, hoping that he can reach the rest of the populace, he's going to go on Leno. They're making a big deal about this because it's the first time a sitting president has been on a talk show. This is some more of the slicker propaganda. Remember when Clinton was on Arsenio Hall, busting out on that sax? I loved him. You remember it. There he is. Paul Hartman remembers all about it. I watched it as a little kid. I'm like, this guy's not so bad. I hope he is our president. So reaching out to the little guy, Obama's going to be on the Leno. He's done Letterman a couple times, but doing the Leno, reaching out to the little guy. All right, let's start taking your calls. Let's go to Mike in California. Mike, what's on your mind?
A lot of stuff here, Jason. How you doing?
Good, man.
Awesome. You know, I'm kind of new to this whole chemtrail thing. I haven't really researched it a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did see earlier today, I'm up here in Northern California.
Mm-hmm.
There was some spraying going on earlier today, and it seemed like once the sun started to go down, the whole sky turned this like dark gray color.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a lot of pink, almost like a lining underneath the gray clouds.
Mm-hmm.
Really unusual. That's something I've never really seen before. Is that kind of common when they do the chemtrails?
Well, I would advise you to go check out Rosalind Peters' stuff. I think it's skywatch.org, but she's done more research on it than anybody. She's gathered up samples for years and years and years of them spraying, found out, you know, that there was barium and aluminum oxide in these things, taking them to labs, really is the most legitimate authority on the subject. And we've had her on this, well, not this program, but I've hosted her on Alex Jones's program, and Alex has hosted her as well. She could probably give you a better answer. All I know is that they're spraying something in the sky, mostly in crosshatch patterns. It obviously delves out into a cloud-like substance, and if their official line is that this is a NASA program, remember when it was secret and it didn't exist, now the official line is it's a NASA program to fight global warming. Well, global warming's a hoax. And that's not what this is for. So why are they spraying the skies with heavy metals? You know, that's the main question, and I think that we have to demand that answer.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for taking my call, Jason, and keep up the good work.
All right, thank you, Mike. Check out skywatch.org, and if that's not it, Rosalind Peters, she actually is one of the few people to get on mainstream media, Discovery Channel, and she had a local NBC story out in California, so definitely check that out. It's on YouTube. All right, let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Nick in North Carolina. Nick, what's on your mind?
Hey, Burmis. Pretty much everything, but I got a couple of things I want to talk to you about and then make one plug if I could at the end.
Sure.
You guys missed the article, I think, late last year. And, I you know, there's not much you guys don't miss, and you certainly haven't missed the topic. But I found one article I thought you guys might be interested in by Simon Lynette, Executive Vice Chairman of Rothschild, just Rothschild Straight Baking. Entitled Carbon Trading Must Be Globally Regulated. Alex stumbled over this point a little. Yeah, that sounds good, huh?
Well, what, is that the headline?
Yeah, Carbon Trading Must Be Globally Regulated.
Pull it up, guys. Say it one more time.
It's buried. You want me to give you the full link or whatever?
Just give us what the headline is, and they should be able to Google it. Go for it. One right now. Quickly.
Carbon Trading Must Be Globally Regulated.
Carbon Trading Must Be Globally Regulated. So we'll come back to Nick after this. The call-in line is 866-582-9933. We're going to take your calls. We're going to talk news. And, yeah, they want to bring in a carbon credit. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Coco Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Coco Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. This holiday season, you can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Coco Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Coco Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Coco Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-204-6421. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Coco Pure with your order. Call 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Well, come on, all of you big, strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time.
Whoopee, we're all going to die. All right, carbon trading must be globally regulated. This is out of the Telegraph. Simon Linnett, executive vice chairman of Rothschild, has called for a new international body, the World Environmental Agency, to regulate carbon trading. I just want to point out that he says the human causes of climate change are now well established. The overall measure we must take, a reduction of our emissions, is painfully obvious. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm sure the Rothschild family isn't going to be hurting for any carbon tax emissions, but the common person is, and that's what this is about. This is about control. This is an excellent article to point out. I mean, it's absolute 110% propaganda, and now you have nation states putting this into action with other nation states agreeing on set rules and set CO2 emissions. I mean, it's absolute insanity, Nick.
Burmese, you are right, and it doesn't stop with the World Environmental Agency idea. If you scroll down in that article, he says, so emission tradings could establish a new world order for a sustainable planet.
Where's that? Where's the new world order line? Give me an idea.
Almost like the last sentence in there.
Almost. There it is. So emissions trading could establish a new world order for a sustainable planet. One based on, I can't believe I missed this article. Thank you. So,
no,
you know, I'm working on a New World Order movie, and it's so good to
really established that this is their term. This is not my term. This is not tinfoil hatland term. This is the elitist term in almost every chance they get to bring in a global banking system, a global trade system such as this one, which is based on phony carbon emissions. You know, it's unbelievable, man. I mean, but I'm not allowed to talk about it. Well, you know what? I'm pretty encouraged. Did you read this Politico article that came out today?
No, I don't think I did. Which one is that?
It's Bilderberger's Excite Conspiracists, and it's by Kenneth P. Vogel, and it's 4 pages, and it exposes who the Bilderberg Group is, who attends, how long they've been into power, and it's not snarky. It actually cites Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and admits that it looks like, you know, Obama and Hillary did go to this Bilderberg meeting, and, you know, they have members on the staff. It's actually an amazing article. So it shows that we can reach out and grab a hold of people that maybe aren't familiar with this information. Have you seen the Obama deception yet?
Yeah, and I love it. It's great.
I think this movie is reaching out to people. Not only was this story done in light of the Obama deception, but AOL had to do a story on it today. And out of the thousands that were polled, about 70% said that they didn't know who the Bilderberg was before reading this article at all. Mm-hmm. And then about another 70% said, yeah, this sounds pretty damn suspicious. So, you know, maybe we just have to wake people up. Put down the iPhones. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
That's why I'm calling for InfoWarrior Independence Day this July 4th. No excuses. We've got a long time to plan for this. You know, any group you're a part of, whether it's, you know, End the Federal Reserve, 9/11 Truth, We Are Change, Truth Action, Lone Lantern, whatever you can do, whether it's copy DVDs, handout flyers, hold screenings, this July 4th, it's time to reach out to people. Nick, I thank you for the call. And we're going to keep going to your calls. It's 866-582-9933, but I want to go through a couple more of these news stories. Let's see. Bands often scalp tickets, says Nine Inch Nails' Trent Reznor. Anybody who listens to this program knows that I'm a big Nine Inch Nails fan. I really like Year Zero especially, which really goes after the New World Order and exposes who they are and, you know, what their plans are in a lot of the cases. I mean, talking about, you know, endless wars in the Middle East, talking about a police state agenda, really digging what Trent Reznor has been doing. But in this article, basically on his blog, he said, you know, a lot of bands are the ones actually scalping these tickets because they feel pressure from Ticketmaster, and now there's one other, Live Nation, you know, are the only two people, I guess, that sell tickets at this point. And he's worried once that Ticketmaster and Live Nation actually get together and merge, that forget about it, nobody with a little amount of money is going to be able to get a good seat for a good show. In other words, all right now, when he says they're scalping it, they'll save some tickets. They'll have a representative go on one of these websites. What are they called? What are the websites called? I'm sure some of you have Tickets Now and StubHub. That's right. StubHub's the big one. StubHub, you can go up and, you know, if something's sold out, there's tickets there. But it's usually extremely expensive. So you go to StubHub, you go to Tickets Now. A lot of the times he's saying it's the bands there trying to make a little extra scratch because they don't want to go to a third party. You can't blame them. But what Reznor says is going to happen is, my guess as to what will eventually happen if and when Live Nation and Ticketmaster merges is that they'll move to an auction or market-based pricing scheme, which will simply mean it will cost a lot more to get a good seat for a hot show, he wrote. They will simply become the scalper. So, you know, Reznor makes a damn good point there. And, of course, you know, Ticketmaster and Live Nation are all crying, oh, internet piracy is killing us. Listen, internet piracy has nothing to do whether you go see an act live or not. I still go see live acts. It has nothing to do whether I download music or not. If I want to see a good band, I'm going to go see a good band. Is it bad enough that you're charging me, a $10 convenience charge because I ordered them online? Oh, thank you for that $10 each ticket convenience charge. God bless you, Ticketmaster. All because I didn't go to, a Ticketmaster location to go buy it. And then on top of that fee, I'm sure there's another, like, taxes and surcharge and service fees. I mean, how many people have gone to a show where it was like an opening act and a main act, and it was 75 beans, 80 beans, 100 beans? And we're not talking black beans here. We're talking George W's, George Washington's, the good W. So give me a break. You know, I gotta side with Reznor on this one. Reznor also speaks out. He says he's opposed to the practice of performers giving tickets to resellers. He also said he would try to deter scalpers by printing the name of purchasers on presale tickets sold to Nine Inch Nails fans. Sounds like a simple solution to the problem. You know what? I'm going to read this Family Guy court battles thing that I let in with, and then I'm going to play the clip. I wish that we could play the actual video clip because it would be a lot more fun to comment on. But it's been pulled everywhere from YouTube and Google Video, so we're just going to play the song. But creators of the U.S. television show Family Guy did not infringe copyright when they transformed the song When You Wish Upon a Star for commercial use in an episode, a U.S. judge ruled on Monday. Music publisher Born Company, the U.S. copyright owner of the song made famous in Walt Disney's Pinocchio, sued Fox Broadcasting Company creator Seth MacFarlane and producers in October 2007 for copyright breach. The lawsuit said the song I Need a Jew, featured in one of the animated show's episodes, was a thinly veiled copy of the music from When You Wish Upon a Star, coupled with new anti-Semitic lyrics, and had done damage to the original. While there can be no doubt that the lyrics were anti-Semitic, I don't think it did any damage to the original, and I think the judge was dead on this one. But U.S. District Attorney Deborah Batts ruled that the lyrics and tone of the song used in The Family Guy were strikingly different. The judge also said it was fair for it to be imitated for humorous effect since the music published had benefited from the song's association with other more wholesome shows like Pinocchio. It is precisely that beneficial association that opens the song up for ridicule by parodists seeking to take the wind of such a lofty, magical, or pure association, she said. All right, why don't we just go to the clip and let the viewer decide for themselves. The call-in line is 866-582-9933.
So I wish upon a star, wondrous dancing speck of light, I need a Jew. Lois makes me take the rap, 'cause our checkbook looks like crap, since I can't give her slap, I need a Jew. Where to find a Baum or Steen or Stein to teach me how to whine and do my taxes?
See, we're missing a magical moment in the show right now.
Though by many they're abhorred, Hebrew people I've adored, even though they I need a Jew.
And that's why the First Amendment exists, folks. I mean, you can disagree with the content of that lyrics. If you actually see the cartoon, there's a scene also where they go to a temple and Optimus Prime is there and the line's like, Optimus Prime is Jewish? And he morphs into something. It's a pretty funny episode, and it is in fun. And anytime you can take a stab at Disney, I think it's a positive deal. So there you have it. A Family Guy wins in court. And, you know, Family Guy's actually gotten a lot thin lately. I don't know if anybody saw it, but this week on Family Guy, they did, like, an entire Conway Twitty song. Like, they've had, like, the cutaways where it's like, and now, ladies and gentlemen, Conway Twitty. And usually it's a verse or two. Nope, the latest Family Guy, they decided to just play an entire Conway Twitty song, start to finish. Getting a little weak there, Family Guy. Speaking of animation, you know, Paul Hartman. Paul, why don't you get in here? Can Jaron take over? We're going to talk about this. We got about 5 minutes. Might as well make the segment pretty good here. So I miss The Simpsons. I've seen just about every Simpsons that exists, and I make it a point, even when I do miss it, to watch it. So Paul tells me today, he's like, hey, man, did you see The Simpsons last night? And I'm like, no, man, I didn't see The Simpsons. What's the deal with it? So why don't you tell them what you told me?
Oh, man, it was it was crazy because, you know, I'm still kind of new to the game or whatever, and it was just, you had just got done schooling me. You and Jaren were schooling me about the whole it changing into Aquarius and why the fishies were a big deal. I never understood what was up with the Jesus fishies. I didn't understand that. Mm-hmm. And now I kind of know a little bit of something since you schooled me, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm looking on it, I'm watching The Simpsons, just kind of, you know, kind of glazing over. I got my kids whining. I'm at my in-laws' house, right? Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at this and it's like, and then Freemasonry is brought into the mix.
Well, let's just start talking about it. So the very beginning of it, it starts in with a solar eclipse. One of the things that we've been talking about is, you know, sun worship and how paganism and sun worship has worked its way into the major religions.
Yeah.
I also discussed, you know, there are parts of Masonry that are also into this light worship, the coming up of the sun, and then, you know, it comes down, the summer solstice, winter solstice, that type of thing. So it starts in with that, right? And then, and then it starts going into this secret nun society, right? And you don't really know what's going on there, but it kind of tries to play off the Da Vinci Code a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But then from the Da Vinci Code, it gets into Freemasonry.
Mm-hmm.
And basically they say this secret covenant of nuns had this gem, which is going to bring in the new age of peace and happiness and tranquility.
Yeah, kind of like the on the Eye of the Phoenix, the stone stone from
the
Robert.
All-seeing eye, and it's going to bring in from the capstone. They say Maitreya or one of these other things from the dog star is going to come down. Their new Christ or whatever, to bring in the new age, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So in this one, they need the gem, quote unquote. The gem is going to bring in the new age. And while the secret nuns are doing this, Ben Franklin is overhearing it.
Yeah.
So Ben Franklin is a Freemason.
Mm.
And Ben Franklin then gets together, I believe it was with Thomas Jefferson and George Washington. Those were the two that they, you know, might have been Hamilton too. I'm not sure. But they basically say that they're Freemasons, right? And they say how they staged the Revolutionary War with the king.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the King George and George Washington, there's a scene where the Revolutionary War is going on in the background. And King George and George Washington are hugging and like high-fiving and getting along great. And then some of the army guys pass by and they act like they're fighting. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as they pass by again, they're buddies again. And then they show that snake at the bottom. Remember that?
Yeah, they start chopping. Yeah,
and they chop it up into the 13 colonies. Mm-hmm. You know, the very famous snake thing. So by the end of the story, Freemasonry, the nuns, another secret society comes into it with Burns is a Freemason.
Yeah.
He shows up later, but
him and the comic book guy and Skinner too.
No, that's right. Skinner and the comic book guy are a different secret society. And then Burns is a Freemason. He says that that's his eye on the dollar bill, actually.
Yeah.
Which is a funny gag. So then it goes from that, and then Maggie herself ends up being this gemstone,
mm-hmm.
and then she's put into place at a certain cosmic alignment that they talk about, and from that cosmic alignment, peace in Springfield and the world begins. And then it kind of ends with a gag at the end. But yeah, it was very bizarre. It had Freemasonry in it. It had this coming of the new age.
Yeah, that's what had me tripping out. And I was kind of just telling my girl and my, you know, her mom kind of overheard. And I'm like, I'm just kind of telling my girl, like, this is kind of propaganda right here. Like, it's, they're trying to insert this, you know, Masonry is everywhere now. Back in the day, like 5 years ago, I mean, still, you know, like 70% of the people that are watching The Simpsons and watching that episode, they don't know what Masonry is or whatever. It's kind of glossed over it. They think it's just
something stupid
or whatever, you know, but it's kind of seems like, especially Fox too, like they're trying to acclimate you to
the way it really is.
Yeah, kind of all that stuff that Jones kind of.
Well, they did, and maybe we can pull this up, Jaren. It's the Secret Society episode of The Simpsons. You know which one it is? It's the Stonecutters episode.
I think I've seen bits and pieces of it.
Jaren, pull up the Stonecutters bit, but the Stonecutters is all about, they have their secret society, and they have like this little hammer logo, hammer and sickle ring logo, and it's very similar, you know, but, you know, they actually show you how, you know, oh, there's all these rituals, but it's really about guys goofing around. And that is, you know, on the face level, or what Alex calls porch masonry. When you were just like first three levels or whatever, that's what you guys do. You go, you get together, you have a meeting, you talk over the local stuff, you see what the get-togethers are going to be. You know, you delegate certain, you know, little things to people, and it's not this nefarious. Oh, we're going to get the community, and then we're going to round up all the money. Mm-hmm. that's not how it goes. It's, you know, it's a social club first and foremost. It's like, hey, you know, my buddy's out of work. I've got a little work for him. You know, I can bring him in, that sort of thing. That's why people join. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But this one, the Stonecutters, it goes into, you know, who holds back the electric car? Who makes Steve Guttenberg a star? It's the Stonecutters. So, you know, they've done that for years. They recently did an episode out in what looked like the Bohemian Grove without the rituals. You know, it was the Billionaires Club out in the Redwood Forest of California. So the Simpsons, and by the way, a lot of people don't know this, Harry Shearer, the guy that does the voice for Mr. Burns and a bunch of the other characters, mm-hmm. he's also in This Is Spinal Tap and Waiting for Guffman, Best in Show, all these other things. He goes to the Grove. Mm-hmm. He's one of the members, mm-hmm. or one of the members' buddies. He gets invited there all the time, and he's admitted it. He loves going there. So you got to wonder where the propaganda ends. That's Paul Hartman. We'll be back after this. It's The Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
I never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
But it's the rebel arms.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made get switched blades in every arm. And this way we ixnay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fakes lay like hidden bombs. We march in unison, the soul is true within. Eternal missions with just a lifetime to do it in.
Stronghold set it with passion.
baton. The rebel arms form and form like Voltron. Slash your old beast, you heard Mark of the East. Running through cop land, screaming, fuck the police. Hormones in the water, they acting out of order like a pack of rabid wolves. They lambs for the slaughter. Crush your mandible, rip the
All right, like folks, animals. We are back. MCs, the Info Warrior with Jason Burmess. And top of the hour, we're going to have Kenneth Webb, a.k.a. Change the Channel, talk about YouTube and Google censorship running rampant, running extremely rampant. Hopefully we can get his videos reinstated. But let's finish up with your calls. Let's go to Bob in Florida. Bob, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, Jason?
How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. Hey, just to let you know, I'm currently a law enforcement officer here in the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
A little different, though. I'm a constitutional officer. I'm a deputy sheriff.
Well, then, by Missouri standards, you may be a militia terrorist.
Well, this is Florida, man. I don't know how it works in Missouri, but, you know, we take the Second Amendment and all the other ones pretty serious. And, I mean, you know, I love it when I pull up a guy and he says, hey, I got a concealed weapons permit. I kind of relax a bit. But I kind of get a little disturbed because, I go on your blogs and read everything. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, some of the attitudes are a little worrisome, especially when they talk about, you know, capping cops all over the place. And it's like,
I can't agree more. Yeah. You know, I hate that kind of an attitude. You know, most police officers, just like I say, you know, most people in the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, they get involved because they want to help people. You know, it's unfortunate that there are other people out there that who gravitate to power just to be a bully. I mean, I think that we got a big problem when, you know, in the subway system in Oakland, someone gets shot in the chest in front of, you know, hundreds of people, and it takes days to charge that person, let alone get them out of the department. You know what I'm saying?
I agree, and that was horrible. I mean, it gives us a black eye, and it's like, how do we put up with that? Because nothing irritates us more than when something like that happens.
And I think people need to also understand that it's going to be the good cops, if this ever does get physical and we have to, you know, invoke our Second Amendment rights, it's going to be cops and other members or former members of the military that are going to be the leaders of, you know, said militia groups or organizations that say no to this tyranny. So, you know, I feel you when you read some of these comments on the message, death to police, or, you know, we got to start coming and taking it to them and they're the enemy. No, you know, corrupt individuals are the enemy, the system is the enemy, but there are a lot of good people out there, sir.
You're absolutely right. And we're behind you, man. Believe it or not, we're not the bad guys, or at least not all of us.
Hey, I'm with you, man. You know, I listen to, like I say, a lot of Stern, and one of the newer shows I'm listening to, and I thank you for the call, is Bubba the Love Sponge out of Jacksonville, Florida, which is on Howard 101. It's on a lot of FM stations out there, and they're big supporters of the cops, but they're also big libertarians. You know, they go to Ron Paul for a lot of things, and you know, I like it when they have a large audience down there, and it shows me that attitude is still down there. You know, there's some people that are just completely and totally uninvolved with politics altogether, but that's in every region. And, you know, as long as those people remain blind, I don't know how much success we're overall going to have. You know, I think it's great that AOL picked up the Obama deception today and that they talked about the Bilderberg Group a little bit. And I think this article at Politico is just outstanding. Let me just read you the beginning of this. The highest levels of the Obama administration are infested with members of a shadowy elitist cabal intent on installing a one-world government that subverts the will of the American people. It sounds crazy, but that's what a group of very persistent conspiracy theorists insist, and they point to the President Obama's nomination for Health and Human Services Secretary, Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius, is the latest piece of evidence supporting the claims. Turns out Sebelius, like top administration economists Timothy Geithner, Larry Summers, and Paul Volcker, as well as leading Obama diplomats Richard Holbrooke and Dennis Ross, are Bilderbergers. Thank you, Politico, putting the pieces together after visiting Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be back after this.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633, or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and right now we're going to go to our guest, Kenneth Webb, a.k.a. Change the Channel over at YouTube, the latest victim in internet censorship. Kenneth, how are you?
You're online.
Hold on. Was that? He's right here. Oh, okay.
It's InfoWars. They got you on the air right now.
All right, folks. We're getting Kenneth in one moment. So again, you know, we try to put our videos up for free as well on PrisonPlanet.tv. We authorize you to make copies, hand them out. Again, Info Warrior Independence Day this July 4th. Hand out Fabled Enemies. Hand out Loose Change Final Cut. Hand out Endgame. Hand out the Obama Deception. Hand out America Freedom to Fascism. We can make a difference. You know, now is the time to do so. And with the Obama Deception going viral and this very encouraging article over at Politico.com exposing the Bilderbergers for who they are, it's really time to keep this momentum going and, you know, challenge YouTube and Google Video when they try to censor us. Kenneth, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
So, Kenneth, why don't you tell us, you know, how you got involved and when you started posting these films?
I heard of Alex probably in 2003, started listening, and his radio show, and he was pushing to upload the videos and stuff like that, so I started putting them up because it, you know, fell in line with, you know, what I believe in and everything.
So you start posting these videos over at Google and YouTube, and YouTube you have one of the very rare director's accounts which allows you to print or post the whole movie without any kind of breaks, correct? And it also lets you, you know, despite what Google Video did, Google Video actually took down the counter numbers, and YouTube still had those numbers. Now, you're telling us that now they've taken down Fabled Enemies and another film as well?
What they did earlier today, it was after yesterday, Alex had said something on the Sunday show about my channel and posting the Obama Deception. This morning, the Fatal... Fatal Enemies was taken down, which I haven't had a video taken down in like 2 years now, something like that, and I found it rather odd. So I wrote the editor at YouTube.com, and like 5 minutes later, it was back up.
Interesting. So they took it down, and then you write them, and finally they put it back up there. But why do you think that, you know, we have to fight so hard to get these movies onto the web? I mean, we work so hard in putting them out, putting them together, then we put them out there for free, and all of a sudden, our work is just taken down by these corporate giants. Why is that?
You know, I'm not real sure. I mean, as far as, like, I don't know. They used to be before Google had bought them, you know, a really nice website. That's what attracted so many people to it. And, you know, after Google bought them, you know, they just started, like, forgetting about the people who helped them, you know, get that $6.5 billion that they got from Google. And then they started really, really cracking down on anything, any kind of dissent whatsoever, you know. And I think it's all about the image, you know, and they want their sponsors and they want to, you know, make the money, you know, for their investment and stuff. You know, they're all a part of it. I mean, it's like MTV back in the day when it came out. It started off as a really cool thing, and then look what it turned into.
Exactly. It always starts off enticing and bringing the young people in and a forum for everybody, and then they close the gap and they make it all commercial. And MTV is a great example of that. We're going to come back with Change the Channel. This is the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Currently posting one of the hottest videos out there on Google or YouTube. It's the full version of the Obama deception over at Change the Channel. And I got to ask you, man, how did you upload it in such good quality? I mean, we always have trouble with that over here in the office. Is it because you have a director's account? You're allowed to upload it in higher res?
See, they started to beta test it back in early 96, and you had to fill out an application, you know, for it, for the beta test, and I just so happened to got that. Then after they had beta tested it, they opened it to everybody. Everybody after the beta test got the regular director's account, and they could, like, upload, I think, to 100 megabytes at that time. And, but they could only do 10 minutes where they gave the beta test people who beta tested it. They let them, I think it was at the time, 200 gigs and over 10 minutes. And then just recently they upped it all the way to 20 gigs that we could upload.
Wow, that's impressive. So what did you take? One of the DivX versions and upload it?
Correct.
Yeah, all right. Well, was it the 697 megabyte or the gig one?
the gig, 1.1 gig.
Yeah, so you went from the highest quality, and it looks great, you know, and already has 41,000 views, and what's it, about 3 days old?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, very impressive. And, you know, this thing is garnering attention not only from Politico, but, you know, AIM, and it's really impressive. This could be Alex Jones's biggest hit yet. You know, like I said, a lot of the pirate sites are throwing it up there. RLS Log, one of the bigger ones, blogged about it this week. So I'm pretty excited. You said you started listening to Alex in 2003. What was it that woke you up? Was it 9/11 that initially brought you into the fold?
Well, it's not during 9/11, you know, actually, an activist at the time 9/11 happened, but, I was still kind of, you know, believing the media, what they were saying and stuff like that. And it took me a little bit of time in 2001 to, like, you know, just with my eyes looking at, you know, like the World Trade Center's come down and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, you know, that just doesn't make any sense. It goes against basic physics. You know, you learn in high school. It doesn't make any sense. And it just started, you know, waking up, and then I got into the anti-war movement. I ended up going to Iraq in 2003 as a human shield, and when I got back, I was on the net and stuff, and I came across some links to the Infowars.com. So I went over and started with Alex, you know, and I'd seen your movie, The Loose Change, which was incredible, and you know, and I just started, you know, listening to you guys, and I was just like, yeah, that's right, you know, and researching what you guys were saying. And I was like, this is absolutely correct. I mean.
Well, you know, we thank you for, you know, being a true info warrior and continuing to put our material out there and getting, you know, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of hits and really millions in the culminative, because, like I said, I think this movie is going to go larger than any Alex Jones film has gone. And, you know, you are a testament to what people can do. A lot of people call this program or call Alex's program, and they are asking for advice on what can I do, what can I do. And you're a prime example. You know how to work a computer. You've obviously, I mean, you were in YouTube on the beta test. You know how to upload a file. And through that, you're able to reach, again, tens of thousands of people. And there are so many things everybody out there can do. Why don't you just speak to that, how, you know, it really takes an individual to step up and do something. You know, it's not about, oh, what can I do, what can I do, what can I do? It's about taking action.
Oh, definitely. You know, just from my subscribers, and I have a versatile group of subscribers. I mean, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, different religions. I try not to shut anybody out, let them have a voice. And I always try to, in my earlier videos, you know, try to include everybody and try not to push too hard. You know, that's kind of my angle. I want to let people think for themselves, you know, look for themselves and come to the conclusions, you know, of what's really going on in the world. And I get letters, PMs all the time on YouTube of people who even disagree, you know, with some of the videos I put out. But, you know, just because of my presentation and stuff, they have admiration and respect, and we do find the common ground. And, you know, and then I have other people ask the same question, you know, what can I do? What can I do? Or, you know, you're preaching to the choir. You're preaching to the choir. And I'm like, well, you know, I get a lot of letters from people who are waking up all the time. And, you know, and then sometimes you need to preach to the choir because they need to hear it, you know, to give them motivation and inspiration to keep pushing that information out there, because people are waking up for sure.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the things that I try not to do so much is to preach to the choir, trying to bring more people in. But like you said, even when you're not bringing new people in, you know, reminding people about how bad it is and that they can be useful and that they can step up to the plate and they can make a difference, they can change things, is always helpful as well. And, you know, with this video now in its first week going viral, I mean, the DVDs literally haven't even hit the streets yet. People don't have the DVDs. It's only on the web. The buzz around this movie is tremendous, and I'm hoping in the next few months we can keep it going. We can call into, you know, these phony neoconservative talk shows like Hannity, like Limbaugh, like Michael Savage, who is now saying, oh, there's going to be a false flag attack. You know, Savage, where were you when 9/11 happened? Oh, that's right, you were demonizing 9/11 truthers when they brought up all the inconsistencies in that story. You know, so this guy now calling saying, oh, well, this administration is going to call a false flag event. Well, I hope he's wrong. But at the same time, if he's right, you know, I hope people don't think to go to this guy because he's not genuine. And there are so many disingenuous talking heads out there, Glenn Beck being another one. Yeah, he's telling you about the Federal Reserve System now. He's telling you about the economy now. Where was he 18 months ago when he could have made a difference? You know what I'm saying?
Correct. This is like a lot of the people who support Obama. I mean, really feel bad. I really do feel sorry for these people because they really putting faith in this guy. And it's like I've seen them just on the new video, the Obama deception, and they don't even watch it, or they don't have anything that they can actually, you know, counter any of the evidence that was presented. You know, it's all conspiracy theories. And it's like, no, this is factual documentation. These people saying this. I mean, there is no change. I mean, look at his cabinet. I mean, it's just crazy. It's like these are the same people who are CEOs and, you know, and have been doing this for so long. I mean, look at Henry Kissinger. I mean, come on. He's had his hand in every president and, you know, for forever. It's like there is no change there. And I really feel bad for people. But the thing about the new film, Obama is I haven't seen one comment from anybody who is disagreeing with it that can give any kind of documentation or have any really legitimate argument about anything in the video.
Well, let me say this. This video has gone so super viral that I got a phone call from somebody I haven't spoken to in like 2 or 3 years physically. We keep in touch on MySpace. We used to flip pizzas together. And he calls me out of the blue today. And he starts telling me how one of the guys he works with, he works at this government site in Washington where they, like, it's got a ton of nuclear waste. I couldn't believe it when he was telling me this stuff. He's like, yeah, I help clean up and I do all this other eco work. And I'm like, oh, my God. But anyway, he's like, my boss came back from California and he had your movie, Fabled Enemies. And he's like, I didn't even know you'd made this one. You know, we, you know, have talked about Loose Change before. But then he said, you know, what's going on with this Obama deception? And apparently one of his other friends had brought that up to him. And this movie, again, has only been out for a week. So for him to ask me about the Obama deception so early really is, you know, a positive thing. And, you know, this guy didn't even vote. And the funny thing is he's telling me his friend that contacted him about the Obama deception actually voted for Obama and is just kind of starting to wake up. And he's like, what do you think about this? And Dan's like, well, that's why I didn't vote. He's like, because it's so obvious that both parties are controlled, you know, by the corporate elite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that
I have a lot of friends like that too. They voted for Obama, and it started off, you know, they were really hyped, and then as you know, the time has went on since his inauguration, it's died down. It's like people got bored with the hype. I mean, you know, even though there's still a lot of supporters out there making excuses up, you know, for what he's reneging on already and his cabinet choices and all of that, they're starting to quiet down. It reminds me of right after 9/11 when everybody had the flags. They were out on the streets, you know, selling flags for donations and all of this. And then, like, months later, all of a sudden you see all of these torn and ripped up and tattered flags and, you know, it's like the American public really gets bored with stuff really easy. And I think that, you know, the hype has died down for Obama. And this is a really good time to change, you know, and get those people that actually voted for Obama and showing them the real deal and getting them to turn around and, you know, get them excited and like they're, you know, just figuring it out for themselves that, you know, hey, this guy's no different than Bush was or Clinton was or, I mean, well, actually he's more like Clinton, you know, than Bush, you know.
Yeah, because he's a slicker speaker and he looks like he actually knows something because he is intelligent. He doesn't stumble over his words. He actually, you know, has a likable demeanor. Yeah, it's pretty scary when you have a Clinton-esque president in a time when they're gutting the economy. Did you hear this story I talked about in the first hour? IMF poised to print billions of dollars in global quantitative easing and that they're going to now print billions of dollars worth of a global super currency in an unprecedented new effort to address the economic crisis. Here they are admitting that they want to print a global super currency and that they're going to be discussing it over at the G20 happening in the beginning of April.
Man, that's a conspiracy theory now.
I guess so, because, you know, I've been talking about a global currency and a global government. And here it is. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable. But now that the Telegraph is telling me, and it must be true, it's just like now that Time Magazine is saying that there's a new world order, it must be true, but we can't talk about it in a derogatory manner. Kenneth, why don't you give up your YouTube channel?
It's Change the Channel.
Mm-hmm. Spell it for folks. Because it's D-A, right? Change D-A channel. All right, Kenneth, thank you so much. It is a YouTube channel, Change the Channel. We'll be back after this. We're going to take your calls and go over some more news. It's the InfoWarrior, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous free fall, we both know that it's critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kranchnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kranchnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Go to HempUSA.org. Go to HempUSA.org. And ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil, try our 5-pound sampler. Get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh. The day is dark. There's only one solution. Cause I'm a one man. I'm a one man. I'm a one man revolution.
Ha! We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. I promised you I'd go to your calls. I just want to read another chunk of this Politico article because it's just so darn good. The Bilderberg Group, which takes its name from the Dutch hotel where it first where it had its first meeting in 1954, exists solely to bring together between 100 and 150 titans of politics, finance, military, industry, academia, and the media from North America and Western Europe once a year to discuss world affairs. It doesn't issue policy statements or resolutions, nor does it hold any events other than the annual meeting. Go Politico. And they quote Ron Paul and, of course, InfoWars and Prison Planet. They do a bang-up job on this article. Thank you so much for this. Let's jump to Mike in Long Island. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, Jason, man? Digging the new show. I just want to let you know, me and my brother, we unloaded about 100-150 copies of your movie, Fabled Enemies in the City, this past September 11th. It's a good film.
Thank you.
But what I wanted to, no problem, man. What I wanted to talk to you about was, you mentioned Howard Stern and, Bubba the Love Sponge, and, I canceled my subscription about 6 months ago, and when the woman asked me, well, why are you dissatisfied? I said, well, you know, I really only listen to Howard, and, he's pretty much a toolbox. And she's like, well, what do you mean he's a toolbox? And I said, well, you know, he pretty much propagates every myth that there is going. I remember he had an interview with Arlen Specter. Arlen was plugging one of his books, you know, about surviving cancer. And out of nowhere, he just brings up the Warren Commission and how he backs the Warren Commission's findings and that he believes in the single bullet theory. And I just couldn't help think that this man reaches way too many people to partake in what he's doing. I mean, I also thought he beat up on Rosie O'Donnell and Jesse Ventura shortly after that when they were speaking a little 9/11 truth on his show.
Sure, but he did, I'll give him credit, he did have Ventura on and he had him as of the longest guest ever without a commercial. And then he just had O'Donnell on about 2 weeks ago in studio for the first time ever and he was really nice to her. And I would say this, you're correct about him and the Warren Commission. And he even, have you ever heard the interview with G. Gordon Liddy?
I have.
He praises.
It was glorifying corruption, basically.
Yes, exactly. He praises G. Gordon Liddy for carrying out assassinations every which way by the CIA. Like, they literally get into the nitty gritty of it. And he's like, so what do? You follow these guys and then you shoot them? He's like, oh, no, Howard. What we like to do is we like to make it look like a car accident. He's like, what, you cut their brake lines? He's like, no. What we like to do is we like to ram them off the road.
I know. But listen, the point I was trying to make, though, is that, you know, I'm done with him, and, you know, he plugs Fox News. I mean, that's it right there for me. But, you know,
he does plug Fox News.
As it stands right now, I have a hard time, you know, partaking in, you know, television or radio with that kind of message or even a mixed message, because it is a lot of fun, and it is an entertaining show. But what I wanted to ask you is, like, how do you make that separation? Because at this point in my life, I'm having a hard time, you know, even dealing with people who that I've maybe known for a long time who just, you just can't reach them. Well, and I can't listen to it. I can't watch it. And, I'm going to go listen to you talk about it off the air. And again, I think you're doing a good job, man. Keep it up.
All right. Thanks for the love, man. And I appreciate your concern. For me, you know, I started listening to Howard when I was about 10 years old. And on top of that, I read both of his books. Before I was out of high school, you know, Private Parts is hilarious. They made a movie out of it. That's great, too. Miss America, another top-notch book. The chapter about Michael Jackson's amazing. Now, I agree with a lot of what Howard says on common sense stuff, but you're right. He does take the establishment line. And I don't think he gets it right all the time. He's pushy. He's arrogant. But he's the number one guy in radio. And he literally reaches millions upon millions of people. Just tons of people. If you can go to his website, it's actually comparable, even with the pay subscription, to Prison Planet and InfoWars in Alexa ratings. Now, you know, I have hope that, you know, someday that office can be reached. You know, I have a dream of one day going into Howard Stern and, you know, proving my case. You know, literally, I've actually been in the Sirius studios for Maxim Radio right next to where Stern was. I saw Richard Christie and a couple of the other guys going in and out of the office. Stern was off that day. Because we did go in for a morning show. But, I mean, I have hope for humanity, man. I never gave up on my parents. I never gave up on my brother. I never gave up on my sister. I never gave up on a lot of my friends. And I have been able to bring them around. I truly believe that if, you know, I could get Howard Stern to sit down and watch a film like Fabled Enemies, I think I could reach him. And if you can reach a man that powerful who has a wide audience, certainly not the choir, you can bring that wide audience in. He's a man who really wields a lot of power from a position most don't in talk radio. And I think, you know, he's a lot more genuine than, say, a Glenn Beck or a Rush Limbaugh, and that's pretty obvious. It's the Info Warrior continuing to take your calls. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Fuller feeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Manhattan fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
Alright, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. The website is theinfowarrior.com, and I'm actually going to be updating that with a blog about the IMF saying that they're going to print billions in a global currency that doesn't exist yet to save us. See, they have to create a global currency for their global system of banking and their global government. But that doesn't exist. They've only been talking and writing about it for over 100 years. The elites, that is, and, you know, people into politics and business and tyranny, basically. You know, the thing we all love, tyranny. You know, I thank Mike for his call, but I feel like if we stop trying to speak to people who obviously disagree with our points, we, again, you know, just preach to the choir, and that's not what I'm all about. And that's why I hope one day we can, you know, reach Howard Stern. Obviously, the Bubble of Love Sponge show is very hip to a lot of the things we're talking about. And that's not even 6 degrees of separation from the show. So there is hope. All right, let's go to Patriot Bear in California. Patriot Bear, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, how you doing tonight?
Good, man.
Hey, I've been burning the Obama deception, like, left and right. And I've been passing it out, trying to get people informed. I am so stoked. And I'm so happy that you have your new show. You're doing a great job, and hope you have lots of success.
Well, thank you, man. What was your favorite part about the Obama deception?
What I like about it is it does not have the left and the right in it, and it shows really who's behind everything. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to wake up a lot of people, because we got to get away from the left and the right. We need to get back to the Constitution, back to where our country started, and we got to think about our kids, you know, because our kids are the future of our country.
Absolutely, man.
That we need to.
Yeah, no, I agree, man. You know, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights needs to be the focus. It's very encouraging that people are making so many copies of this film and that it's gone viral in such a short fashion. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Ernie in Nevada. Ernie, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, how are you doing?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I was listening to you talk about Howard Stern there.
Mm-hmm.
Right after Alex had him on the show, Jesse Ventura,
mm-hmm.
he was on the Stern show.
Yes.
And he got Stern to listen to him about the 9/11.
Oh, I know. We played excerpts of that on the show, I think, while I hosted, and Jones also did, and he got him to listen, and he may not have agreed, but at least it got out to his viewers in a sensible manner with somebody who's an articulate, who used to be a governor of Minnesota, and who's made a difference in not only this country, but the world. So, you know, I mean, it may fall on deaf ears, but to get that out to people, you know, is, and again, Howard reaches a huge audience of everyday Americans, you know, the average Joe. I mean, that's his demographic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right. What I remember of it, he was telling Ventura he's going to look into it. And,
yeah, I know. We need to get
him. Point to read his book, you know?
Yeah, well, Ventura's book talks about 9/11 slightly. I believe it's in one of the last couple chapters, and that is encouraging. I think, you know, Howard still stays away from it because it's somewhat taboo, and he's in New York. And I also think if he were to come out publicly with it after bashing it for so long, he might fear that he's going to lose a lot of his New York audience. And he has a huge, huge subscriber base in New York. I mean, New York City is really where Howard made his bones. I mean, he came out of D.C., you know, he was syndicated all over the country, but, you know, New Yorkers especially, you know, myself, hold a special place in our heart for Howard Stern, as demented as that sounds.
Yeah, me too. I like Stern myself, and for years he was talked against pro wrestling.
Yeah.
And now all the time he's got wrestlers on the show, so he could change that way, he could change the other way, you know?
Exactly. Thank you for the caller, Ernie. Very positive caller. And like I said, you know, Bubba, you know, the other big radio show over at Howard 100 and Howard 101, it's mostly at Howard 100. It goes over 9/11. It played. They actually had a special called Conspiracy Corner, where they played excerpts of Loose Change. In fact, if you try to type in Conspiracy Corner into YouTube and see what comes up, because if that does come up, I'd play some of it, but some of it might be vulgar. But we might just show it up on the prisonplanet.tv to assure you that it does exist. All right, let's jump to Ryan in New York. Ryan, what's on your mind?
How you doing, Jason?
Good, man.
Hey, I have a question about the Ghost of Tonkin.
Okay.
All right, last year I was learning about it in my history class, and my teacher was saying that it might have been staged. Was it definitely staged?
Yes. Listen, not only was it definitely staged, I have the video of, what's his name, McNamara, talking to the Vietnamese general at the time, and McNamara asking the general whether it was completely staged or just partially staged or it actually happened. And the general actually turns to him and says, no, none of it happened. It was all completely staged. It was on the mainstream media one time. I want to say that this is a video from the early 80s that I have. I'm not. Oh, is that in Chicago Tribune? You guys pulled that up? Oh, it's all over. Oh, Yeah, I've got my producer in my ear talking about that. But yeah, I mean, it's absolutely true. I don't know if it's on Google or YouTube, but I can guarantee you that just type in that conference between McNamara and the Vietnamese general, and you can get the transcripts of it.
I guess we're still going by my textbook. It's probably out of date.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, they try to cover up these things because it's a modus operandi for them to get their agenda passed. It's called false flag terrorism. It gets us involved in these, you know, wars abroad. It's what really entrenched us into Vietnam. And because it happened overseas, I think that it came out publicly a little sooner. I think 9/11 might take a little bit longer because they don't want to admit that ever. It's kind of like with the John F. Kennedy assassination. But I can assure you, Gulf of Tonkin was indeed staged. You know, we have the same criminals in power that we had in power 50 years ago. You know, the ranks have not changed. They've become a little bit more cunning, a little bit more media savvy. And we've become a little bit dumber with all the fluoride-infested food that we eat and drink.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's time to step up to the plate. So, you know, Ryan, if you get at me on MySpace, it's myspace.com/Jason Burmis, and you send me this, I might be able to help you out and send you a link. I know tomorrow I'm actually giving a 20-minute lecture on free speech to some college over the phone, so that should be pretty exciting. I thank you for the call, Ryan. Let's jump to Mike in California. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you guys have talked about it because I missed the Friday's shows, but this John Stewart just raking Jim Cramer over the coals for this financial system. And
you know, we did talk
about
that. And, you know, we had Gerald Celente on of the Trends Forecaster. Are you familiar with Mr. Celente?
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, Celente, you know, he has a big part in the new Obama deception movie, and he was quite disturbed by it. It seemed that was the other top video along with the Obama deception on its the day after the release. It was either on the featured page of Google. It was either the Obama deception, I believe, part one, or the Google video. And now the bigger one is the change the channel one. But then the other video was John Stewart going after Cramer and his take on it. You know, because remember, Cramer was a hero 6 months ago when he was exposing that these banks were corrupt and that the stock market was going to crash and it was time to tell people that it was all over. And people were like, oh, finally someone's telling the truth. But John Stewart, very critical. And Celente's take on the thing is all of it was garbage. And, you know, this is a comedian and a paid performer, you know, both of which are millionaires sitting there doing something staged. Do I think that the entire thing is staged? I doubt it. You know, but at the same time, it gives the media, you know, this extra talking point. And although there are some valid points made, you know, overall, it kind of goes into this left-right paradigm, you know, John Stewart being the, you know, the good guy on the left, you know, the guy defending the left, and Jim Cramer being the right-wing nut now that we have a Democratic president in office and administration. So, you know, to me, it really does reinforce these myths.
Well, sure, but at some level, John Stewart was still going after Timothy Geithner in the administration for being the person that helped write these laws that caused these derivative scandals.
Well, I agree. And he also, you know, right after Obama got into office, I think it was like the first 30 days, they did a special on, you know, how he was backpedaling and how he is essentially doing the same exact rhetoric that President Bush did. And he's like, you know, I don't want to be reporting this, but I have to. So who knows? Maybe Stewart is legitimate. Maybe he is genuine. You know, he's one of the more likable guys out there. I would hope that, you know, maybe there's a soul under there. I mean, do you remember that first book that they put out, the Daily Show book? Did you see that? It was like a history book?
No, I did not.
Well, they put out this fake history book, and it was back in 2003 on the run-up to the 2004 elections. And on one side of it was, in the middle, there was an insert. And on one side was John Kerry versus George W. Bush, and it was skull versus bones, and they were parroting the skull and bones thing and kind of admitting to that. But then on the other side was this whole Illuminati conspiracy map that was just unbelievably just ridiculous and bad. So, you know, it's they kind of expose it, but they make light of it as well. I thank you for the call, Mike. Again, I hope Jon Stewart is one of the good guys. You know, I think Stephen Colbert did one of the most amazing things when he hosted the White House Correspondents' Dinner and really called out the administration and all the mainline reporters in there. He had some great lines in that one. You know, big ups to Stephen for that. You know, Stephen also mentions, you know, Freemasonry, the Bilderberg Group, the Illuminati, sometimes in jest on his show, but just to be aware of it and put it out there in front of millions of people can only be a positive. All right, let's go to Rita. Rita, what's on your mind? Yes, Rita.
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, wait a minute. There we go. I'm sorry, I had you on the speakerphone. So anyway, the other day you were talking about something about a Hive Mind video, and you said it was long and it was kind of good, and I was in the car.
So which one is it? It's called The Worldwide Mind. I'm about to tell you what it is. It's called The Worldwide Mind, and you can see it on Google Video for free, or you can order the high-quality DVD over at PBS. And what this Worldwide Mind was all about is it was hosted by this woman who was, you know, kind of like a secretary, kind of like the woman of now. And then they had a Aldous Huxley was, of course, against this. And then there was this futurist who was basically saying that this is the best thing ever and we've got to take it. And it gave you the history of the microchip and it showed you how it was initially used, have you ever seen the movie Awakenings with Robert De Niro and, what was it? What's his name? Robin Williams. Robin Williams is the doctor and he gets all these like people who seem to be frozen to start talking and walking again.
Actually, no, I haven't looked at television in about 7 years.
Well, this is actually like
movies.
This one's like probably like 15 or 20 years old. It's an older film. But anyway, what they did is they were able to take these people who seemed like they were brain dead and having no thought at all and bring them back. Well, when they initially used the chip, they put it in this guy's hand and he was just laid up. And what it acted as was a mouse on this computer that they'd done. And all of a sudden, this guy was communicating with them by typing in words and phrases. He could understand everything they said. So basically, he just didn't have control over his motor skills, but his brain worked fine. So this was like one of the
story?
Yeah, this is the worldwide mind. That was back in the 70s, okay, that they were doing that research. And now they've gotten it so sophisticated that some of the chips out there, you know, you can chip your pet, GPS system. We went over that on the show last week. You can actually go for $10.95 and $3 shipping and handling. Go on eBay, type in implantable chip or microchip and pet. And it will come up, and you don't have to chip your pet. You can chip a person. I mean, they send you the syringe. They send you the microchip the size of a grain of rice. You can put it in whatever you want, and for a $5 to $10 fee per month, you can track whatever you put the chip in. So that's already available at a consumer level. So this show really goes over how they're going to be implementing the chip as a brain chip and bring in a new internet where we'll all be able to download things through our worldwide mind. And they go into just... They even go into, have you seen some of the newer, they featured this in Sicko with Michael Moore. If you haven't watched movies, I guess you haven't seen it. But
I have. I go on the internet. I mean, I program myself.
Okay, you've seen, hearing aids that are attached to people's brains. Basically, they go from their brain into their ear. They kind of look like a Bluetooth device, but they're internal. Yeah, Limbaugh has one. Yeah, well, they go over that in one of the stories in Sicko.
Oh, Limbaugh
is how,
has one, huh?
Yeah, Limbaugh does have one. But one of the stories in Sicko is that a young girl, she gets one, and the doctors say that, oh, it doesn't work like that. She doesn't need a second one. And the father was like, well, if she can hear better out of this ear, why wouldn't she get one for the second ear? And they sued the insurance companies and won when they threatened Michael Moore, and she got the second hearing aid in her brain. But that's just another type of a brain chip that works, you know, separately. There's another one that actually blind people can see, and they can't see like you or me, but they're able to put a brain chip in the iris, and they have this little camera wire to it, and it's kind of like seeing, not like LaForge. My producer's talking about it.
I know one of the developers that made that. I'm a friend of mine's brother.
Okay, so yeah, it's all there. Listen, Worldwide Mind, check it out. It's very eye-opening. I can't even go over it. Yep, you got it.
Okay. I got a video for you, and I know that you're not Christian or anything, but like, there's really nothing else but that. And I understand what you said about it, but I got a video for you, and that asked you that you've ever seen. Have you ever seen They Sold Their Soul for Rock and Roll?
No, I can't say I have. They sold
like
their soul for rock
hours.
And roll? All right, well, I'll download it.
You know who, who is the guy? He was a bass player from, Joe Walsh. And he's the guy that had this made. It is incredible. And it's They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, all four parts. Give it a chance. Most of the soundtrack, most of the video are going to be all the rock and roll music you've known all your life. And when you see it all in this one context, it is so occult. And then you guys play some of this music that's horribly occult. And I know people call up and say, but you check out this video and you tell me, you know, talk about it later if you like it, because it's going to be amazing.
All right, I'll check it out.
The guy was from Bill Walsh.
All right, I'll check it out. I promise you, I will look at it. I promise you. So they sold their soul for rock and roll. I think I have heard of that. I wonder if IFC or one of those smaller movie channels has played it, and I've maybe caught one or two parts of it. I'm into that sort of stuff, so I will check that out. Like, I've watched stuff on Led Zeppelin and the occult, which is very interesting. I've watched a couple documentaries that try to piece the Beatles together and the occult, so I'll definitely check out They Sold Their Soul for Rock and Roll. All right, let's jump to Justin in Wisconsin. Justin, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, man.
Yeah, so I got MySpace I created. It's called myspace.com/FLA.
Did we drop him? We must have just dropped him.
Hello?
All right, well, I'm sorry, man. You keep going in and out, man. Try it one more time. What was the MySpace page?
It's myspace.com/FLAJFA.
Okay.
I'm trying to get the word out to everybody, you know, about the InfoWars and about, especially about your new movie.
Mm-hmm.
The movie that came out. And I was wondering, is there any, like, legal discrepancies or anything I should be aware of for,
I'll answer that on the other side, but as long as you're just posting movies and trying to get the info war out, of course not, man. We encourage it. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, taking your calls. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The New World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Down on your knees, you'll be left behind.
is the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and we are back. Yeah, folks, I mean, you know, there is no copyright infringement for you to take our videos, post them on YouTube, make copies, hand them out. You know, we would appreciate it if you don't, you know, copy them and sell them, or, you know, copy them and, you know, hold screenings and make money off them. If you're, you know, paying for a theater and you're holding a screening, we don't mind making your money back or anything like that. But, you know, these things do cost a lot more than people think. I mean, you don't just throw together a movie like the Obama Deception and literally, I think they did it in 3.5-4 months without really putting some funds towards it and, you know, really putting your heart into it. So, you know, we want you to post them. We want them to go viral. We want you to make copies. We want you to hand them out. You know, as long as you're not directly trying to profit for free off of them, we don't mind. We want you to help. That only helps us. You know, getting the information out only helps us. That's what this is about. It's about getting the information out there. You want to support us? Join PrisonPlanet.tv. You know, I'm doing 6 hours of radio and 5 hours of television today. I did, you know, the Alex Jones show this morning for 3 hours. I'm doing another 3 hours of radio today. We're giving you the real news. I mean, how many people are going to tell you that the IMF is openly planning on making billions of dollars in global currency? I guess the Telegraph's going to tell you. Too bad that's in the UK. I mean, Dobbs will probably tell you about this story. I'm banking on some Dobbs. But other than that, who? Who? You know, talk about tip of the spear of the info war. It's right here at PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. $5.95 a month, folks. $5.95 a month. All the movies. Every time I break up into laughter, I really wish you could hear what, you know, Paul Hartman's telling me. All right, let's keep taking your calls. The call-in line is 866-582-9933. It's 866-582-9933. Let's go to Matt in Missouri. Matt, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, what's up? I love your new show.
Thank you.
Watch that Obama Deception. It's awesome, and I've been making lots of copies to give out.
Killer.
Hey, have you seen this new show on NBC Kings?
You know what? Everybody's telling me about this. Is it out or is it just being previewed? But basically, I hear it's this new world order dictatorship where a king is the ruler of the entire world, correct?
Well, no, he's like, there's like a, it came out, like, I think it was yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Or last night, and, he's like a king of, a certain, kingdom, I guess. There's several kingdoms, I guess, but what it is, it's, there's several kingdoms. It seems like it's in North America. It doesn't really say.
Mm-hmm.
They've been at war for a while, and then he defeats the other kingdoms, and there's one giant kingdom under one king, and then there's another kingdom to the north. And it's kind of funny that you said that because, you know, under this kingdom, the king uses a false flag by ordering his son, who's the commander of one of the units, to invade, and then the kingdom to the north, and then he pulls back air support and allows his son to be captured and held hostage. And it makes it look like he was, you know, just taken hostage for no reason by that northern kingdom. And so it's kind of funny they had a false flag on there. And then also within this thing, there's also a banking elite that is intermarried with the king's family and is pulling the strings from behind the scenes.
Oh, you mean a bank? Wait a minute, there are no bankers. Banking doesn't exist, man. There's no one world plan for a new banking system, even though that's what the vice president, what was it, the vice president of the Rothschild said? That was a crazy article calling for a new world order and carbon emission taxes. Meanwhile, the IMF wants to print a global currency and they want to bring in a global banking court system for Bernie Madoff. Huh. It's the Info Warrior. We're going to continue to take your calls on the other side. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633, or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Paul Hartman right there on the PrisonPlanet.tv. Hip Hop Paul, a.k.a. Cutty Coxman. And there he is, rocking a little football like the G he is. We're going to continue to take your calls. It's 866-582-9933. I've been reading some of this Politico article throughout the show. I want to continue to read just some of it. It's all about the Bilderberg Group. Past participants have included Margaret Thatcher, who attended the 1975 meeting at Turkey's Golden Dolphin Hotel, former media mogul Conrad Black, who has been to more than a dozen conferences, and Bill Clinton, Tony Blair, Condoleezza Rice, Donald Rumsfeld, Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands, King Juan Carlos of Spain, and top officials for BP, IBM, Barclays, and the Bank of England. Wow. Talk about blowing the lid off the Bilderberg Group. They do so in a fashion unbeknownst to the mainstream media, but apparently beknownst to Politico. And they give credit where credit's due. That's what's very nice. It's heartening to get a little bit of credit for reporting this stuff when it actually happened, when we reported on Obama going to the Bilderberg Group, meeting with Hillary Clinton. You know, and it's nice to be vindicated sometimes. I mean, come on. It's right in your face. All right, let's continue to take your calls. Let's go to Josh in New Jersey. Josh, what's happening?
What's going on, Burmese? Hey, man, I think that's great news that Politico's actually talking about Bilderberg like that. I mean, hopefully that's a step towards mainstream media getting a little more coverage on it, because that's something that really people need to open their eyes about. I mean, I forgot which video I was watching, but I remember somebody confronted Bill Clinton talking about Bilderberg, and he said he'd never attended one, and not to have, you know, pretty much have his whole spot blown right now by Politico, which is, you know, pretty much
a site. Well, he also admitted it at one point. He admitted it. Well, type in, you know what? Type it in, Clinton Bilderberg. It was on, I want to say it was during the campaign when his wife was still in the running for the presidency during the Democratic primaries, and a couple people were, you know, disrupting his little speech, and he's like, now you let me talk. He's like, I went to Bilderberg with my good friend Vernon Jordan. I talked to some Europeans on what was going to happen in Russia or what was going to happen in Europe. I forget what he says. He says basically he was talking about foreign affairs, but totally owns up to it. Now, his wife, Hillary Clinton, has been on the list before. She got confronted by what was then Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth, and she, I don't even know what that is. Meanwhile, her husband is admitting that he not only knows what it is, but has been there. I mean, it's obvious she went this year. You know what I'm saying?
Right, hell yeah. Hey, listen, man, before I go, I just want to say, thanks. I'm glad your show's out there, because, you know, I listen to Jones, but I think this is definitely more for people, a younger crowd. And, you know, I also appreciate the fact about, like, people not infusing religion so much with this, with the movement. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's great to believe in God and everything, but I think this issue that we're dealing with is just an issue of our own personal freedom as human beings, and I think that's very important. and not to, you know, for people to try to establish it with some kind of revelation that's going to happen. I think that's the wrong way to go about it.
I agree, and it's dangerous, and we're trying to bring people in, and, you know, we're not trying to make this a religious issue. God bless that those that have religious beliefs, but we need to bring in as many people as possible. The time is nine. You know, we're fighting for the Constitution and Bill of Rights. I thank you for the call. We're going to go to Nick, Forrest, and Jim on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, TheInfoWarrior.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We know identity scams have grown in the past 6 months because identity thieves are working overtime, taking advantage of this economic crisis. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. I talk to people every day about identity theft, and I know a lot of you are scared and nervous. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be. Another identity is stolen every 3 seconds, but you can have the security and peace of mind that comes with being protected by LifeLock for just pennies a day. LifeLock is number one in identity theft protection because we work to stop identity theft before it happens, or we fix it at our expense up to $1 million. Don't spend another minute worrying. Call LifeLock now.
Get instant protection by calling 1-800-605-4229. Call right now and you'll also get 30 days absolutely free. That's 1-800-605-4229. Get the peace of mind LifeLock provides today. Use promo code FREEMONTH. Call 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world and that having a clogged colon is good for you. That being overweight is absolutely healthy. That there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air. And last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
I knew she was a virgin when I first met her. Rockin' stockings and poppin' out of the Catholic school sweater. Mom told me she could do better than a criminal. 17-year-old psychotic trying to be lyrical. I never meant to break her heart and hook up her life, but I was careless instead of treating her right. I seen her again at some club stripping and wondered if I could have made her life different.
I made a mistake. Yes, I did.
Damn, sure. All right, folks, we are back. And we are back with Bill Clinton admitting he's also a Bilderberger. Politico reports it. We back it up with the facts, folks. Hit it, Jaron.
I happened to be in Europe then on my way to Russia. I was invited to go to Bilderberg by Vernon Jordan, a friend of mine and a genuine hero of the civil rights movement. And to the best of my knowledge, NAFTA was not discussed by anybody in my presence. I was talking to people who happened to be from Europe who did not give a rip about NAFTA. Number one. Number two.
Ah! Woo! We don't know what Bilderberg is, but we love you, Bill.
Number two. I tried to get labor and environmental standards in that agreement, but I couldn't because it was all negotiated when I got there. Number three. When I was president, we enforced our trade laws five times as much as the Bush administration did. We gained manufacturing jobs. Wait a minute. We gained manufacturing jobs in 6 of the 8 years I was president. They've lost manufacturing jobs in every year. We had 22.9 million new jobs.
All
they
right.
had 5 million.
It's just Clinton, you know, glorifying from there. But he admits to going to the Bilderberg Group. He admits it was talking to Europeans about what was going to happen in Russia and European foreign affairs. So they obviously are setting policy there. They're obviously setting world affairs there. But Bilderberg is not a concern, and it doesn't exist. Give me a break. All right, let's keep going to your calls. It's 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Let's go to Nick in North Carolina. Nick, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. I feel a little shady, but I already called in once today. kind of bored. I just wanted to say that I agree with that other caller. I really like your show, man. It's I think you do a better job. God bless Alex, but I think you do a little better job of connecting with the people and kind of getting a feel for what's going on the street. But I love you both.
And, well, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, just to point it out, because you guys were talking about it, you mentioned it again, that article and what you guys were talking about, that Russia talking about the new world reserve currency.
Yes.
I don't think they're necessarily related, but they are the same. The article that I sent you, he says in there that Simon Lynette of Rothschild, he actually says that he hopes for the possibility that carbon credits could replace gold, the position held by gold throughout most of the 20th century, with carbon credits, thus coming the new world reserve currency. That's in the article, verbatim almost.
Yeah, they all read off the same script, man. New world order, carbon credits, carbon emissions. New banking system, new currency, microchipping. I mean, it just never ends. It seems like they push the same thing over and over and over again, and they try to make it like it's their original idea, but they're reading off the same script.
Yeah, I agree. And there's actually two other articles. I can just read you real quick the titles.
Go ahead.
Oliver Rothschild joins Carbon Advice Group as chairman is one of them, and the other is Rothschild, E3 launch carbon credit investment fund.
All right, man. Well, I thank you for the articles. Yo, send me some links over at MySpace for those other ones, because I'm definitely going to feature that one article about, the head of the Rothschild, whatever that is, it looks like an estate or whatever, not only calling for, these carbon credit system, but a new world order as well. Big shocker. All right, let's go to Forrest in California. Forrest, what's on your mind?
Hi, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about the Obama deception movie.
All right, let's do it.
Well, it's the most important film of the 21st century. I mean, it exposes the whole system behind all the presidents and everything. And any Obama supporter who watches the Obama deception movie and still thinks that Obama's a swell guy who cares about America is either a douche sack or a dumb butt, or they think they're like a New World Order person who's going to be in on all the plundering and all the profits and everything.
Mm-hmm. They actually think that they're part of the system and that they're part of the plan and that they're going to reap the benefits of this new global system they're bringing into place. I mean, it really does a great job of destroying the facade of, this idol they've put before us, this comic book character. I mean, that's what it is. This is a guy who was on the cover of The Amazing Spider-Man, doing fist bumps with Peter Parker. I mean, this is a guy that they redesigned his logo. Well, they made his logo, and then Pepsi redesigned their logo to look like his and their slogans to sound like his. I mean, we are being indoctrinated on a mass level here.
Yeah, exactly. And Infowars.com and the radio shows that y'all put out and the movies, you all go to the root of the problem of why things are like they are in the world, because see, there's all kinds of secular and religious groups that help the homeless, that send millions to Africa. Like, I was at a Methodist church, and they gave, like, millions of dollars to Africa and built up towns there. And then I go to this evangelical church that goes to San Francisco and L.A., and they give all kinds of free food and clothing to the homeless. But you all go to the root problem. So at the same time, it's great that all these symptoms are being worked on, but y'all go to the root of why things are the way they are.
Yeah, you have to call a spade at some point. You have to point in the direction of where the problem lies and how we can fix it. And, there are a lot of people out there that want to criticize what I do, what Alex does, say we don't go far enough, or say that some other group is behind it. But we stick to what we can prove. We point to the real capitalist globalists out there, because there's nothing wrong with true capitalism, but that's not what we have. It's like they've never had, all these socialists. Socialism has never really happened in the world. You know, it's same with communism. All these people that say they're communist, there's never been a true communist regime. It's all about dictators and tyranny and the reduction of freedom among the populace and us accepting more and more grim terms in our life. You know, less and less while they get more and more. I thank you for the call, Forrest. Let's jump to Jim in Missouri. Jim, what's on your mind?
Mr. Burmis.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I've got several things here, but number one, my new hero, or heroes, I don't know if it was more than one, was the police officer from Missouri that leaked the information to you over that document that came out.
The MIAC report you're talking about. Yeah, the MIAC report. And it was actually two cops, one out of Missouri and I believe one from another state. One of them was a sheriff, man, and he was really, really concerned sending us that document. Go ahead.
Well, number two, thank you and Alex for putting this out, because it has taken the country by storm, and we've got to follow up on this. There's a bunch of angry Missourians, I know, and there's a bunch of angry people across the country. On Monday, next Monday, I believe that is the 23rd,
mm-hmm.
Catherine Bleich, who is the executive director of the Liberty Restoration Project, located out of Kansas City, and I believe it's libertyrestorationproject.org.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's .org. We are going to go to the Capitol. They were there today, actually, and they talked to the, I think it was the director or public relations officer of the Highway Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
There was an article in the Kansas City Star regarding this, but we have an opportunity to go to the capital of Missouri and take direct issue with this with our state reps. We want to go visit the attorney general. We want to find out who wrote it. And we want charges. We want criminal charges filed.
And that's the way to go. There should be criminal charges filed on this document. This document is appalling.
Yes, it is. But we need people. We need numbers to show up. So I want to put out the call, contact Catherine Bleich with LibertyRestorationProject.org. Her contact phone numbers are on that website, but we need as many people as we can get there. I don't care if you're from out of state. If you're one of the surrounding states and you can come in, come in. Let's get it done. Let's go confront them, because we have an opportunity here. We cannot let this just go by. You know,
I'm with you.
They're playing this out that, oh, well, this is for information purposes only. No, no, no. No, it's not. It's putting law enforcement into a wrong mindset, thinking that we're against them. We're for them.
Exactly. Exactly. And I want to remind people that this is the declassified or unclassified version. Can you imagine what the classified version of this document say?
Exactly. Now, here's another thing that I just wanted to bring up real quickly, and then I'll get off. I listened to Sheriff Richard Mack on Sunday on Representative Jim Guest's show on Republic Broadcasting Network,
mm-hmm.
and there is an effort out there to get his new book, The Sheriff, Our Last Chance for Liberty, I think it is, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And a gentleman contacted Richard Mack and said, hey, how much would it cost to get one of these books in every sheriff's hands in this country? And he said, oh, about $15,000. Well, that's nothing, folks. Go to Richard Mack or Sheriff Mack, MACK.com. Order the book. Anything that you want to donate, you just tell them, here's the amount of money I'm giving you. I only want X amount of books. The rest, send it to another sheriff. And let's get this done. That's an easy project.
No, we should be able to absolutely inform law enforcement of what's going on and educate them. I thank you for the call, Jim. Let's jump to David in Detroit. Remember, the call in line is 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. David, what's on your mind?
Well, not too much. I just wanted to ask you a question, get your input on something I've been thinking about quite a bit recently. You know, if you take technology and the technology that the government has that's not available to the general public, you know, I think a good rule of thumb is that they're usually 25 to 30 years ahead of us, correct?
Sure. I would say probably more, but yeah, I mean, 25 to 30 years publicly.
Can I wait for the end of the break, or?
Yeah, no, no, absolutely. Yeah, we'll come back to you over the break. The call-in line is 866-582-9933. This is The Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We're on the line with David. David, we're talking about technology being so far into the future, especially on the government's end. I mean, the last aircraft that's been declassified was the stealth bomber, which I believe they admitted was done in the 70s. So obviously they've created other things. Go ahead.
Well, my whole point is I'm just trying to illustrate that the government is so far ahead of anything that we are doing as a citizenry, as an informed republic, that, you know, as you well know, the Pentagon, the DOD, they war game for every contingency plan. What if they realize that they're so far ahead of us that they don't care anymore? I mean, that's why within the last 10 months, the whole New World propaganda has been laid out for the American people on mass media, as you well know. And I just want to get your response to that. What do you think if the facts of the case are that we are 35 years behind?
Well, I think we are, and I think that the facts are is that they want to keep most of this advanced technology for themselves. I think Alex is spot on when he talks about, you know, life extension technology. I mean, it's a very disturbing thing to talk about openly because, you know, throughout humanity's entire, you know, generational life, we've all expected to grow up, live, and die. And there was no way to really slow down the process or stop the process at all. And I think that that technology is out there. It's openly in mice that they can de-age mice. You know, the same principles happen for all living tissue. So I think that they have that. They're waiting to put that on the shelf. They've obviously got, you know, one of the good things about Zeitgeist Addendum, you know, even though Peter Joseph refused to come on the show, I did try to book him for 2 hours, but I got a snooty response, two snooty responses from the camp over there. But one of the good things is that they exposed some of the technology that really is openly out there in electromagnetics. I mean, we could have zero-point energy right now. There's no need, but they don't want the populace to have... If the populace had zero-point energy, how would you control the population? You know, especially the third world one. Yeah, it wouldn't be possible. So they don't want that for us. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, we're never going to get that.
Yeah,
the commoner's never going to have it. I mean, look at the people that tried to... Look at just one small microcosm is Tucker and the car industry. The guy built a car that lasted 30 to 50 years, and he was cut out of the business. You know, Ford and other... Yeah, yeah.
So
I agree with you, man.
My fiance, her niece, is 3 years old, and she's been diagnosed with autism.
Mm-hmm.
She took a vaccine shot. It had something like 60 different vaccinations in these series of shots she had. She's 2.5 years old. She's a vibrant, normal child. She has a vaccine, and now she's a vegetable, essentially.
Yeah, man, it's
and
very sad.
They don't even get it.
Well, you know what? Hopefully they're going to wake up if they've got another kid and they won't do it to the other kid. You got to just keep on keeping on, keep trying to wake them up. I thank you for the call, David. You know, we can't give up. There's a lot of grim things out there. I try to keep an upbeat attitude. I try to get, you know, people to approach people in a more positive manner so we can really reach out to them. But when you're dealing with grim subject matter like, you know, childhood autism or, you know, the fact that the elite really don't want us to flourish. They don't want us to be anything but under their thumb, under their control. A servant class. And that sucks, man, because we grow up thinking, I'm an America. You know, we do the Pledge of Allegiance. I can become anything. I can be an astronaut. I could be the president of the United States. This is America. I could be a billionaire born with nothing. And then you find out that, well, there are all these obstacles and there's all these, you know, just built-in subversive movements to try to get you to be a consumer and think a certain way and buy into an idea. Obama! Barack! He's saving the day. I mean, it's all over the place. I mean, I don't want to reach back there, but you know, you got him on the cover of Time magazine. You know, those candles, they crack me up. If it wasn't so sad, it would be funny. All right, let's keep taking your calls. It's 866-582-9933. Let's jump to James in Long Island. James, what's on your mind?
Jason, how you doing, buddy? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Listen, today, Opie and Anthony, have you heard of those guys?
Yeah, I was actually on the show where they totally ravaged me.
Did they? Well, today, with Patrice O'Neill, they went for almost an hour on XM, review of the Obama deception.
Get out of town!
They all watch it. You can download it on Mini Nova right now, like I did today. Listen to
We're going to grab it.
Get
keep
Patrice
going.
On the show. He's waking up. Opie was waking up. Anthony, he called you a POS, but, you know, he doesn't want to believe that, you know, they ripped our heart out here in New York. I'm a Marine Corps veteran. I could go off on an Alex rant right now about how I feel, But I don't want to leave that impression out there. I just want all the fans out there to know that people are waking up, that show reaches a bunch of people, and I guarantee you it's all going to blow up now.
Wow, that is crazy. Opie and Anthony just got fired from the terrestrial jobs, but they're still making millions over at XM. They unabashedly said that they hoped that my mother was raped and got HIV when I was on the program talking 9/11 truth with their sniveling little comedian there, Jim Norton. But I will definitely check it out. I like Patrice O'Neill's stuff. And if Opie and Anthony is already reviewing the Obama deception in the first week, you did your job. You made it go viral. Thank you so much. We'll be back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burke.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Folks, we're back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We're continuing to take your calls. 866-582-9933. It is great news that a show as large as ONA, Opie and Anthony, as big of toolboxes as they are, they do reach a lot of people. And, you know, I have a couple friends that are into Opie and Anthony. I can't get into them after I was on their show, and they literally, I think I'm on their Wikipedia page. Corey was actually doing the interview for the first 5 minutes, the veteran who was in Afghanistan and Iraq and also helped make the Loose Change films, and he was 5 minutes into it, and they were just going right at his throat, so he handed me the phone, and I got on there, and they kept on cutting me off and screaming out, "Ramon!" which is in reference to a well-hung porn star. And that kind of douchebaggery. So, you know, Opie and Anthony, how dare you? But Patrice O'Neill, who also not only on Opie and Anthony, but he's always on Best Month Ever, Best Week Ever, Best Day Ever. He's one of those comedians. He was on a Tough Crowd with Colin Quinn as a regular on there. Big black guy, pretty funny dude. For him, you know, an African-American gentleman to bring these two white guys and suggest to them to watch the Obama deception really shows that we are having a huge impact and we are bringing people into the fold. You know, I wonder if Patrice O'Neill is hip to the fact that 9/11 was an inside job. Somebody send him Fabled Enemies immediately. In fact, callers out there, I'm sure he has a MySpace page. Go hit his MySpace page up. Get him to watch Fabled Enemies. Let's see if they can talk about that show and maybe give us a fair shake. You know, people that are trying to expose the truth about 9/11. That was just a great caller, by the way. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Dan in New York City. Dan, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man.
Good. Hey, I just want to let people know, you know, I've been listening to you guys for a while, and, you know, I was trying to figure out a way how to get involved. And what I did, I actually got involved trying to get involved up, you know, politically.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to let people know that you could make a change if you actually try to get involved politically. You know, there's a campaign
CampaignForLiberty.org, man. But you're a terrorist in Missouri if you're a member, you support CampaignForLiberty.org, an organization that's trying to bring government back for and by the people, having people run for local office, city council membership, local mayor, you know, congressman, state senator, those types of things, getting people involved in government again.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, you got those guys, and you got the Constitution Party, and then there's another group of people called the Patriotic Resistance.
Mm-hmm.
They've been getting pretty involved all over, like, the tri-state area where I am, and they're starting to make some noise, and I just want to let people know, you know, look one of these three people up and get involved, and, you know, each person can make a big difference, you know?
That's right. We can all make a big difference, and even if you're not going to run, you can help somebody else's campaign by volunteering your time for that organization, by getting behind somebody else, by taking proactive motions to change the system. Whining and crying about it and just listening to shows like this one aren't enough. This is a great tool to find out the daily news. Go check out the mainstream news articles that I'm reporting on, and then arm yourself with that information when you're discussing this with people. But then there's the next step. You know, what do we do after that? And it's take back the government. It's very obvious. I thank you for the call, Dan. Let's jump to our next caller. Call in line is 866-582-9933. Let's go to Justin in Indiana. Justin, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason.
How you doing?
I heard you talking about Stern and Opie and Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to that show today. Patrice does know about 9/11, by the way.
He
mentioned Alex a couple times. And another good, they've had conversations before. I know you're not a big fan of theirs. They've had conversations before with another comedian, Bill Burr. He was on Chappelle's show a little
bit. Oh, I know who Bill Burr is, sure.
He's been on there. He's talked about the Rothschilds and the New World Order, and he does some funny bits on it also.
Excellent.
So he's a guy you ought to check out, too.
Well, excellent. I'm encouraged, again, not only because they're talking Obama deception, but they're talking about Obama deception less than a week after it's released. AOL is doing stories about it. Politico just did a 4-page article, the most fair mainstream article about the Bilderberg Group in history. The most fair and thorough article. So this movie is having a huge effect. I can only congratulate Alex Jones on putting together such a great film that has really infiltrated the mainstream media before the DVD has hit the streets.
Yeah, they talked about it for a good hour. I mean, it went into a whole, you know, New World Order, whole conversation also. Yeah, you ought to go grab it on a turn or something.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm going to grab it, and I'm going to try to get Jones booked on that show. Even though it's only
also,
on satellite radio, you know, it still reaches a huge audience. Go ahead, Justin.
You ought to try to get both those comedians on your show, too.
That's a great point. Bill Burr and Patrice O'Neill are funny guys, and they would make for great guests. You know what? I'm going to give that to Rob Dew tomorrow, and we will work on that. Thank you for the call, Justin. I really appreciate it. Great callers tonight, folks, over at TheInfoWarrior.com. All right, let's jump to Glenn in San Antonio. Glenn, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. How's it going, buddy?
Good, man.
I don't know if Alex has anything. If you have any listeners that are out there that, you know, I have a lot of free time since I'm disabled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, receive one check a month, but I don't know if anybody can help finance that I can get. You know, that I've heard Alex advertise about that AM radio. I've got free time, I've got time, I just don't have the financial resources to back me. Is there anything that they could do to help, your listeners can do to help? To
well, I would say this, you know, put together a MySpace page with a plan on what you want to do. I mean, I think that's probably one of the most constructive free ways to reach out to other people. Facebook is another tool, and then just outline what you want to do and send out bulletins, and that may work. I mean, I've gotten a lot of support. I can't even tell you how much support I've gotten through those networking websites, and I thank you for the call, Glenn. I mean, for instance, you know, while I was trying to put together this show, I have a Comrex access board at home. I mean, it's not a cheap board. It cost me almost $2,500, folks, and it's huge. It's no good without a mic, you know, and I didn't have any microphones for it, and there you have to shell out a few other $100. Well, one of the road managers for a platinum-selling artist, I don't want to say who, but he got a hold of me while he was in Europe. He said, hey, man, I really like what you do. I like why you fill in for Alex. Is there anything I can do to help? And I was like, well, actually, I need some microphones. He's like, no problem. As soon as I get back to America, I'll send you some microphones. He sent me three awesome microphones, you know. So there are people out there that are willing to help and support the show and other people's efforts to support the Patriot movement. So you just got to get out there and really get your voice heard. And, you know, by doing so, we're able to reach so many people. And when we reach somebody in the mainstream media for an article like this out of Politico, it makes it all worthwhile. Obama's selection of numerous Bilderbergers for key posts certainly would verify their suspicions, said Paul, referring to fears of the group's influence. That's Ron Paul, by the way. And I don't think it's just Obama. Whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats, Goldman Sachs generally has somebody in Treasury. And the big banks generally have somebody in the Federal Reserve. And they're international people, too. And they're probably working very hard this weekend with the G20. And they get involved in the IMF. But that is their stated goal. They do believe in a powerful, centralized government, and we believe in the opposite. One popular website, Prison Planet, greeted Sebelius, that's the Kansas governor, Sebelius' nomination with the headline, Obama picks Bilderberger for health secretary. A correct headline, by the way. It's obvious why Bilderberg is a frequent target of conspiracy theorists, who've credited with anointing aspiring presidents, selecting their running mates, creating the European Union, and instigating the war in Iraq and the bombing of Serbia, among other coups. All pretty correct information. Bilderberg meetings are closed to the press. Participants are asked not only to publicly discuss the proceedings, and the attendee list is only occasionally released. Thank you. Less than occasionally. It's only been occasionally released lately. As a result, the group has come to be viewed as a more publicity-shy cousin to the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations, which it is. It's actually more like a big brother of those organizations. Even though the Council on Foreign Relations predates it, it has more members. So really, let's not say a big brother. Let's say everybody's grown up, and this is the guy in the family that's taking the helm. This would be it right here, the Bilderberg Group. So it's more of, you know, the it doesn't necessarily have to be the big brother, but it has to be the brother in charge, the heir to the dad, you know, the new head of household. Other influential international think tanks that are staples of fringe group conversation. It's not just fringe groups that talk about the Council on Foreign Relations or the Trilateral Commission. It's only fringe groups when they talk about it in a derogatory manner, much like that MIAC document we covered said. We'll read more of this later. Let's go to another call. Remember, the call line is 866-582-9933. Let's go to Nick in Colorado. Nick, what's happening?
How are you doing?
Good, sir.
How's my phone? Am I overdriving on it?
Are you overdriving on the phone? No, you sound good, actually.
Okay. Hey, great connection. But you notice on that document that they try to link Ron Paul in every time they say, oh, conspiracy theorist. And they have Ron Paul's picture.
That is true, but you got to admit the Ron Paul quotes that they gave were anything but that of conspiracy theorists, and they let him, I mean, they let him really break it down.
Right, but they always, whenever they say something derogative, they try to connect it to Ron Paul.
Well, I would say this, Ron Paul has been proven right time and time again since his initial run for the presidency. He's the one that warned us that the economy was about to collapse. It did. He's the one that's telling us that the Federal Reserve is evil. It is. He's the one saying that, you know, the bankers are trying to, consolidate power and bring in a new global banking system. They are. So when he is talking about the Bilderberg Group And he really opens it up and says, listen, this isn't a left or right thing. It's both administrations. And, you know, they're actually going to be discussing some of the big things that they're going to be doing with the G20. And they get involved in the IMF. And then I read an article, you know, that comes out later in the day where the IMF says that they're about to print global money, billions of global dollars in a super currency. So, you know what? This article, you have to admit, man, there has never been an article by the New York Times, by the Washington Post, by any mainstream outlet that goes this in-depth to Bilderberg Group or that ends it on a note like this. Let me just read you the end of this article. Even when the negative guy is on there, this attendee is trying to say, oh, this conspiracy doesn't hold up because of the wide array of ideologies represented would make it difficult to reach a consensus. Then he points to Kissinger and Richard Pearl having opposing viewpoints to Holbrooke or Johnson. But then he says, besides, the attendee observed, it's almost impossible to name a Bilderberg-free cabinet. You'd be hard-pressed to find an administration that hasn't reached into those ranks into the last 20, 30, and 40 years. So here they are admitting that for the past 40 years that the Bilderberg Group has had influence on the presidency of the United States. I mean, I think that's huge.
I'd say, but I'll take it one step further. Have you seen them interviews from 1988 with Ron Paul?
I've seen a couple interviews done by the John Birch Society of Ron Paul when he's a little
younger. Well, if you Google Ron Paul 1988, he says the exact same thing. That's like, what, 30 years ago?
Oh, yeah. Well, again, they're way behind. Look how far behind, even in this article, as this is the first mainstream article to actually talk about Obama and Hillary going to the Bilderberg Group this year, man. Mm-hmm. I thank you for the call.
Hey, let me say one more thing.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Back in 1980, I remember I'm like an old school hot rodder, and I used to get this publication called Hot Rodding Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the day, they were already introducing the carbon taxes, and they were giving carbon credits back then.
Really, they were saying that your bikes or hot rods had too much emission.
No. What they were saying is that they were actually issuing carbon credits back in 1980.
Well, that's interesting. I'll have to look into that. I thank you for the call, Nick. But again, you know, this article talking about Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton attending the Bilderberg Group, that's a start, but we were reporting it when it happened in May. Tip of the spear of the InfoWar, guess where it is? It's at the Alex Jones Show, and it's at theinfowarrior.com. And that doesn't seem like it's going to change. I mean, hopefully more people are going to come here. It's great news that the Obama deception was widely discussed on the ONA show today. That's really, you know, that's due to the fact that we're hitting AOL. That's due to the fact that we're all over, you know, alternative press. I mean, it's so heartening not only to see the Politico article and the AOL article, but then you see the blog over at Wired viciously attacking Jones for yet another project that's about to be on the horizon. The New World Order by the crew over at IFC. You know? So Jones is becoming very public right now. And I think it's our job to help push that and push, you know, his material. I mean, Terror Storm is a great film. The Road to Tyranny is really the reason I'm here right now, is because it awoke me to this whole globalist agenda. It brought it beyond 9/11. It allowed me to see the bigger picture. You know, I challenged Jones on a lot of things, but I confirmed more of them. And, you know, he might not get everything 100% right, but he does a damn good job of summing it all up and really putting it into perspective. All right, let's continue to take your calls. Let's go to Alfred in San Antonio. Alfred, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, I just heard you thank Alex for waking you up with Road to Tyranny, and I just want to say Loose Change is what actually woke me up back in, like, 2006.
Killer, man.
And it was funny, I heard you say earlier about O'Neill Patrice, and then the other caller said that he is awoken to 9/11 or whatever, and, like, 9/11 truth, and, like, a year or two years ago, I was actually watching, like, that show on VH1, I don't know, Best Week, something or other.
Yeah,
and,
Best
like,
Week Ever.
And it was like in between segments or something, it was on the show, and all of a sudden just like a piece of paper said 9/11 was an inside job, and it was on the TV for like 10 seconds, and it just stood still there. And I was just like shocked by it that was on TV, like real, like, you know, TV, not the internet, and it just was weird, and I thought that was pretty cool. And I guess, who knows, maybe it was Patrice O'Neal or something.
Well, Patrice also did a couple of specials on the top viral videos that they did on VH1, and I would be hard-pressed to think that while they were studying for the top viral videos that they could get around a loose change, especially with the time period when, Google and, Current and all these, CNN, MSNBC were all forced to do stories about the film. So, the mainstream talks about, these are the top viral videos. They kind of had to exclude us, but that doesn't mean they didn't research it and look into it. So I wouldn't doubt that's how he got around to this information.
Yeah. Well, I just thought that was interesting. I think it's a great show, The Info Warrior. I like listening to it late at night when I have nothing to do. So thanks, man.
Well, thank you for calling in. And, thank you people out there for, again, making the Obama deception go viral. It's because all you guys are posting this on YouTube, posting the link, sharing it with others, encouraging people to watch it, that it's getting this mainstream media coverage. Again, before the DVD even hits the streets. I mean, what other media, first of all, what other media outlets put out their movies for free? Let alone for free before the hard copies are even available on the street. Doesn't that show you we're trying to be genuine? Doesn't that show you that we're doing the best we can to get this information out there? Doesn't that prove to you that, this isn't about money or power or, being the most sought after, patriot? No, it's about getting the information out to people so they can make an informed decision and de-zombify themselves from the propaganda that they've been spoon-fed for the last 2 years about a guy who is a front man for an international intelligence cartel that wants to start giving you a carbon tax, create a cashless society control grid, and chip your ass. Believe it. That's what it's about, man. And I wish that weren't the case. We'll be back after this, InfoWarrior.com.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home. ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
No one knows who gave the orders. No one asks about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain, and no one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I cross my heart, I take the vow.
I'll never turn, I'll never bend. I'm with you now.
Until the end.
That's right, folks. I'm with you now until the end. I'm dedicating my life to fighting this tyranny, to fighting the new world order. So what do we learn today, kiddies? Well, we learn that people are hoarding their guns and Smith & Wesson is making more money than ever. We learn that the IMF is cockily announcing that we're just going to start a global currency. We're going to print billions of dollars and we're going to give it to the elite. What do you like? How you like that, huh? It's going to stabilize the economy. New global currency, we're going to print it up for you. We learned that. We learned that the Family Guy is apparently more powerful than all Disney attorneys combined, beating out When You Wish Upon a Star for I Need a Jew. So that was an entertaining bit for the show. And we also learned that the Obama deception has officially gone viral, folks. A movie that was released less than a week ago, which is piercing the mainstream media, forcing Politico.com to do a fair and balanced article about the Bilderberg Group, exposing who they are, forcing AOL to do a feature story on the film, forcing disgusting radio talk show host Opie and Anthony to discuss it for an hour with Patrice O'Neill, respected comedian. I mean, this is huge. This is a movie, again, that doesn't even have a hard copy. And as soon as I saw it on RLS Log and really the buzz around it, I thought it was going to be big. But I really predict this is going to be Alex Jones' biggest film ever. And this is it. This is the one that really may boost him into the mainstream. This is the first film to really challenge this administration. And guess what? It challenges him on the right issues. It shows the rhetoric. It shows the brainwashing. And then it shows the actual agenda. You know, God bless Gerald Celente for being in that film. God bless, you know, Webster Tarpley for being in that film. God bless George Humphrey for being in that film. God bless Professor Griff for being in that film. God bless KRS-One for being in that film. Jesse Ventura, Willie Nelson, Joe Rogan, thank you. Thank you. You're helping make this film a big phenomenon on the net. You're helping to wake up hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, in a release that doesn't even have a DVD yet. And if you want to support us, please go to Infowars.com right now and get a copy of The Obama Deception. Get a copy of Terror Storm. Get a copy of Fabled Enemies. Get a copy of Loose Change Final Cut. Or join PrisonPlanet.tv for $6 a month. For $6 a month, we put on how many live shows? Let me see. Let's say we put on 40 live shows a month. 45 days a week, we do 2 live shows a day, okay? 4 weeks in a month, 5 days a week, that's 40 shows we do. How many hours is that? Let's see, 40 shows, and we do 5 hours of PrisonPlanet.tv. We do 200 hours of PrisonPlanet.tv live radio a month for $6.95 a month. That is incredible. 2 hours of live video. And that doesn't include all of our documentary films, all of the special reports, all of the extras, some of which don't even make the DVDs. Things like Endgame 1.5. Where can you see that? Only at PrisonPlanet.tv in high res. And then you can take that stuff, burn it to disc, and show your friends and family. There are more DivX players than ever out there. Now is the time. Let's strike while the iron is hot. Let's expose this administration for who they are. Let people know we don't need a global New Deal. We don't need a global currency. We don't need a carbon tax. In fact, we need the opposite. We need our Constitution back. We need our Bill of Rights. We need the Missouri police to stop thinking that Ron Paul supporters and Campaign for Liberty are terrorists. I'm the Info Warrior. We'll be back tomorrow night. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network.